Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide. You already know what it is. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Subscribe today. Now, part of the things that we're doing over here at Negative to Positive is encouraging people to change their lives, change the things that are within their power. I want to thank our good friends at KFC for helping me bring this to you. Feed your whole crew with KFC. Let's go. I can get the KFC bucket of chicken, and you know, that's fire. Now, Babo, you know that you could get that mac and cheese, that mashed potato, gravy, those biscuits. Now, that's trouble right there. That is fire right there. You know, on Negative to Positive, we always talking about striving and achievement. And the Colonel Sanders story is a story that inspired me since I was 10 years old. Look how life comes full circle. Now I'm talking about Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken and how much I love it. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Check out the vodcast. Subscribe today. Apple Podcast, Podcast One, Spotify.
Welcome to Collider Live. Bienvenidos al programa más raro en YouTube. I'm your host, Arena. Lorena, for those who can do cool, weird stuff with your tongue. I had a weird, strange run-in with real-life naked Dr. Manhattan last night that I'm going to tell you about. Oh. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Flash, Keanu, weird Baby Yoda memes. To join me, Mark Riley.
What? Producer.
Yes, I know.
What?
I know.
It's what?
I know so many weird things that happen.
All right. Well,
that
this
we have to talk about.
My kind of fucking show today.
Right?
Hi.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm fine.
And also joining us, one of my favorites, mi favorito, John Roca.
El honor es mío. Hello, everyone. How are you? I'm excited.
Hey, everyone. This is John Roca.
Cody, I hate you.
And last but not least, my two favorite boys in the booth, Cody Hall and Alex Marzonia. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. How are you, Cody?
Apparently not as good as you.
Oh, sassy Cody's here.
Sassy Cody, man. Always that's coming in on Thursdays and Fridays, ready to fart on my Batman Returns love. Oh, Cody. See, there he is again. We're gonna fight about this one day, Cody. It's going to happen. But how are you guys doing?
I'm
almost
good.
Done.
Yeah.
John, you've been here. This is the third time you're on this week. This is great.
I'm very happy. Thank you so much for having me on so much this week. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, we love
you're
you.
Great.
It's been great.
Dude.
Yeah. Yes. I love being with you guys, honestly.
We love being with you, too. And hearing your weird, any weird girlfriend stories last night?
Did you propose
again?
No.
Like, were you in the bathroom and you're just like, hey, you want to marry me?
Did you see in the rundown what I did?
Just yell out.
Some banter, maybe some more wedding stories.
There you go.
Or stories about proposing during a Taco Bell commercial.
Oh, my God. That's amazing, Marcus.
Has that happened? Yeah.
You should add more of that stuff on our – so we can actually – so we actually read these.
Yeah. I put secret messages in the outline every day.
There's Easter eggs all
there's
over
one
that
of
thing.
Them.
Well, see, that's what happens. You should be like, fuck you guys for not reading this.
Yeah. F you. You motherfucker.
Some compromising picture.
God. Yeah.
You're
guys,
never going to see this.
I have the weirdest story.
Yeah, what
start
the hell?
You.
Please go.
Don't worry about me. I'll start with you.
So if you guys don't know, I have a lot of jobs. And one of them is I'm an artist manager. And I manage this amazing stand-up bass player called Jorge Stijepovic. He's at Bull Fiddle Cat, if you guys want to check him out, and on Instagram, Twitter, and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were shooting a video with him in the Venice Canals area, right? Like, you guys
this
have been
there.
This
is last night?
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful place.
You don't stop, huh? You just keep going.
No, I work all the time.
It's
I don't
incredible.
Sleep.
Yeah.
I don't sleep.
I'm like, yesterday was busy here.
I know.
We were like, both
and then
like
I worked
six going.
And then I worked to 11. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyways, I'm so tired, you guys. However, so we're shooting the video, and this guy is just kind of hanging out there, like kind of like a hot black guy who's just like chilling next to us, like watching us, right? Like watching my client play. And all of a sudden, he stands in front of me while we're – not in front of me, between me and my artist while we're shooting him, right? While we're shooting video.
Does he have his back to you or front to
you? No. He literally stands in the middle of our shoot.
That's what I mean. Like, is he standing
in front of the camera.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yikes. He starts taking his clothes off.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
All of them.
This is Venice.
Literally, exactly. Yep. It's a total Venice story. Yep. He takes off his hoodie, his shirt, his pants. No underwear was being worn.
Okay. Yep.
And
so literally Dr. Manhattan.
Literally.
Here.
Yeah. And he and the dong was the same. Wow. But I mean, I had to look. He made me look, but he literally
dong take.
Exactly. But he stripped completely naked. Looked at all of us and took off running and left all his shit in the middle.
Wow.
So I just yelled, "Hey, Dr. Manhattan, come back." That was it was the weirdest thing, but it's also such a perfect Venice story.
Did he then like spray himself with something and slide into a sewer?
I know, right?
And you can combine the two characters and we have Watchmen in real life.
I don't know what happened. It was so bizarre.
This.
We all just kind of like, "Hey, man, you okay? What's going on?"
So he never came back.
No,
for
no,
his
he
stuff.
Just took off.
He just took off.
Yeah, we continued the shoot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to be in that mind frame. Mm. Like, what is he thinking at that moment? He's like, "You know what? This is beautiful music. Time to get naked."
Exactly.
And run a marathon.
Right.
And then take off.
But you know what? Yeah. He didn't hurt anyone.
No, he didn't.
He just wanted to run around naked in the cold. So.
He may have ruined a take, but other than that, he was fine.
Exactly.
He didn't mess with anybody.
Bloopers.
Bloopers. Flowed.
What would you guys do,
music,
though?
And inspired and was gone.
What would you do in that situation, though?
I would just go, "That's what I get for Venice at 11 p.m.
Yeah. It'd be like, "Well, here we are in Venice."
Yeah.
That's so weird. Cody, Alex, have you guys ever had anything happen like that to you?
I just tried to do it right now.
Oh, well, looks Alex, like our views are going up.
Alex stopped me from stripping.
And
were you cutting to the booth and you were getting naked in there?
It'd be funny if I didn't cut to it and I just started doing it without being on camera.
Oh, my God. Alex, why'd you stop him? No, I'm kidding.
It's a family show. Family show.
I would love it if it just had Alex. Just the Angels. Although Cody would take everything off except the Angels hat. He would keep the Angels hat.
It's a big day, guys. Yeah. Anthony Rendon, seven years. Oh, come on. Mm. Yeah. Anybody else know what we want to talk about?
You know what's cooler than baseball, Cody?
What?
Batman Returns.
Oh, jeez.
Hit that fart sound.
There it is.
So what did you do with the clothes? Did you just leave
it there? We didn't want to touch his stuff. I mean, it's
fair
his.
Enough.
We you know, he, like I said, he didn't touch or hurt anyone. Yeah. He just wanted to run around naked, so we left his stuff there.
So good looking dude, in shape.
Yep.
Right? Abs?
I thought it was real life Dr. Manhattan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love that he just stripped naked and all of us were just like, we're like, that's his penis.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So,
Fair enough.
Yeah. So you work hard, you get something harder later.
Hey-o.
There you go.
Maybe he was late for another shoot.
Anyway.
He was late for another shoot. That's what he's running.
Yeah. So maybe that's how you need to propose to your girlfriend.
You're right. I love you.
Well, you marry me. Take your pants off.
It's beautiful here in Venice, isn't it? You know, I have a story here.
Just have the ring like hanging off my.
Whoa.
Nope.
Family show. They do have those.
I know they do.
Yeah, at the sex store. I have a membership.
Knock yourself out.
If you need, like, I'll take you if you need to buy some.
Do you want to see John Rogan turn the reddest and start acting like an idiot?
Definitely.
Take me into a sex store.
Really?
I get so shy, so uncomfortable. I turn into a ball of, like, mess. I'm just a mess. Because I'll be like, ow.
Alex is looking up sex stores near
me. Nope.
The one on
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Video we can do.
I just have a thing about it. Like, I'm like,
What makes you uncomfortable? Is it the fact that we were all raised to think sex is bad?
Yeah, I think it's part of it, but also, like, I would never think to put something through my penis or the head of my penis. Yeah.
But don't knock it till you try it,
well,
John.
I don't want to try it. I think I'm past that age where I would try it.
No, never say that.
All right. Yeah,
never too young to try new fun things, especially in bed.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's fine, but piercing the penis, is that what you're talking about?
No, like a cock ring.
Oh.
Isn't that what you were talking about? I thought you were talking about rings.
Guys, congratulations. It truly is Thursday Thursday here.
Thursday Thursday at Collider Live.
Thursday Thursday.
Wait, so you guys never shop at sex stores? Cody, Alex,
No, I have.
Can't say I have.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to go okay. with your significant other.
It's super fun. You yeah. get to see, oh, I didn't know this existed. Let's try it on each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
Maybe that's how you propose is all I'm saying.
Just pull out the box.
Yeah.
Oh, that's always the scary moment when they pull out the box and you look inside and you're like, whoa.
And they just start
what have you been
out.
Doing in your past?
Whips, yeah. handcuffs,
the anal
dildo,
yep.
cock ring.
Vibrators,
what else is there?
Vibrators.
Yeah, there we
handcuffs.
Are. My God. Whoa, the chat's blowing up.
Oh, sex okay. swing.
Look at that. Whoa.
Did you
what
say
a family
blow?
Show. What a family show.
Yep. Sex this swing. Is not
that's
a kid's
right,
show,
Rebel
people. This is not a kid's show. But no, John, yeah. if you're nervous, I'll take you. I'll take you shopping. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a new segment idea.
Okay.
Perfect.
What
it's
is it?
It's taking John Rocha.
Yay!
To a sex.
This is perfect. Okay, great. I'm going to take you guys all shopping. Who's coming to karaoke tomorrow, by the way? Wait, for those of you that don't know, we are doing Collider karaoke tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Mark Riley?
Yeah.
John Rocha's not going to be there.
I know. I would totally go because I love karaoke. I do it every year for my birthday.
I know.
But unfortunately, we are going out of town to celebrate my girlfriend's mother's 70th birthday party. We're going to Stockton, which apparently is the murder capital of California.
Oh, Stockton.
So
yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
Josh McCoy gave me this face when I told him Stockton a couple of weeks ago we were making the plans. He goes,
yeah. He blew through dude. There for something he was doing.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And I was like, that scares me. Because if Makuga's scared, I need to be scared.
I mean, I was just in New Orleans recently and they said it was dangerous. So, but then there was a shooting later, so never mind.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I don't want to get shot. I'm not going out after dark.
I get it. Well, then just go to the sex store and you won't get shot there.
Yeah, I can't imagine the sex store in Stockton.
I wouldn't do that.
Wait, Cody, Alex, you guys coming to karaoke tomorrow?
Alex is.
Allie, I am.
Nice.
I don't believe I can.
Yeah. Daddy duty?
Yeah. It's kind of a bad look. But I'm like, hey, babe, I'm going to go karaoke for a few hours while you're stuck at home with the baby.
You could bring them.
Bring the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, have him do a couple songs.
Yeah. Why not? I think he'd be a good singer. You're a good singer.
Yeah, he could rock some death metal.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Could you imagine the little baby's
like, little yeah, the little baby fingers.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Sorry. Your kid is going to be anti all of that. I hate to break it to you.
No, I don't like death metal.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying because he's screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Did you see the joke?
Why is baby Grant going to be against metal?
Because it's always the way it goes. Like, you think your child's going to be into this stuff you're into, and then they grow, and they're like totally anti everything you're into.
Oh,
that's usually the way it goes.
Well, that's usually a phase, too.
Right. Sometimes,
a rebellion type thing.
Like, he'll be all into classical music and proper English novels and stuff, and Cody's going to be so frustrated he can't share his 90 grunge songs with his kid.
Cody, what's something that you just will not be okay if your son likes?
Country music.
I have to agree with that.
Without missing a beat, you had that one queued up.
He is going to love country music.
That
I'm
is the thing
right
that my parents tried to get me to listen to, and I couldn't stand it at all. It's the worst.
It is the worst. I'm sorry.
Worst.
I mean, no, actually, to be fair, there is good country music
there
out
is?
There. It's just that the stuff that you hear on the radio, I am not into.
Oh, yeah, no, I listen to country, but certain artists and certain songs.
Like Dolly Parton is great.
Dolly Parton is
great.
Are you kidding?
Johnny Cash.
Of course.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, even the like. Sort
I like
of
Garth Brooks, man. Are you kidding me? Some old Garth Brooks,
sure.
Freaking A, man.
I just don't he like rocks. The new the stuff that's just like, oh, I cheated on my boyfriend and then I pooped in the pickup truck. I can't with those lyrics.
Wow, I couldn't
song,
either.
I don't recall that song, but okay.
It's called Pooping in the Pickup.
How's that
go? It's the Poop in the Pickup.
Yeah,
it's
Bo Sifa's
top
50.
Yeah, see, Alex is looking it up for us again.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Yeah,
there
you
go. It is.
Roman refuses to pick up the dog poop.
Yep.
That's probably Roxy's neighbor.
Isn't it?
Cody, you sit on down here and you listen to Randy Travis. You like him.
Exactly. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, Mark.
Yeah,
but,
we do.
But I wanted to start with Alex because he is the biggest fan of the In the Heights trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Hell yeah, I am.
Are you super excited?
I am so excited for this movie. The trailer got me super excited. It's my favorite musical ever. It's because when I was a teenager, my parents took me to see it, and I was expecting like a regular Broadway, you know, old song and dance. But then there was like the use of hip-hop, salsa, R&B in it, and it made me fall in love with Broadway in general and why I love musicals and stuff.
That was adorable.
You're such a dad, Cody.
Oh, man. I'm so proud of him.
Are you guys excited for it? Did you guys see the trailer?
I saw the trailer and I loved it.
I loved it.
Unlike John here.
Oh, no, you guys take it. You guys take
it.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it was great. I mean, look, I am always happy when a movie musical uses a cast that can sing.
Yes.
That's actually exciting to me.
Russell Crowe.
That's a very good point.
That's a very fair point, Mark.
Now, John, at last we see each other playing.
No, like
that. Put down that bread. Yeah. Put down that bread.
What's that song, Stars, that beautiful song in Les Mis? That
the most beautiful, I know. There, out in the darkness. And no, he couldn't. He couldn't hit it.
He's a good actor, but just like they should not sing the Broadway stuff. Well, they can't do it.
He has a band. That's the irony.
Yeah,
he's the lead singer of a band.
But it's different to sing rock than to sing Broadway. Like if you're classically trained in like Broadway, that's different.
Yeah,
right?
Madonna will show you that in Evita. Woof. Yeah.
Aww.
Come on, she's bad in that film.
Is she?
You know, like terrible in
Evita. Like terrible, really?
Yeah.
I thought she was great in Dick Tracy.
She's limited in terms of singing. Yeah, because she's singing like...
She sings,
like the 1940s stuff. That's easy, but you need pipes to sing Evita.
But she wasn't a bad actress.
No.
I guess we're getting into it.
I think she's only been good in two things.
Which one?
Desperately Seeking Susan and League of Their Own.
I love that
League
movie.
Of Their Own.
I love
both of those. And Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy,
she's great in Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy.
What other movies was she in?
I don't know.
Sean Penn movie.
Yeah,
what was
that? And then she did that Swept Away movie with Guy Ritchie directed her in, the remake.
Yeah.
And then she did that film with Harvey Keitel. Or no, Willem Dafoe, that weird one where she's
Willie
like...
Deaf.
Yeah.
It was no, like, that's just,
oh, that's his name?
That's his name.
No, she did that one like where she's like convicted. She's like a possible killer. Kind of like a Basic Instinct type of film. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Wall-E.
Yeah, Wall-E.
Definitely Wall-E, yes. But Mark, you like this trailer, right?
I really like this trailer. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda is one of the best people.
Yeah.
Do you see his Twitter?
Yeah.
He's just
cool.
The nicest guy.
He's really nice.
So positive.
Yeah.
So for this, and I know this came. This is you can see the seeds of Hamilton in this because I know this was one of his first musicals, and so for it to finally get the big screen treatment, it looks fantastic. It looks like one of those movies that you're just going to be like clapping along, singing along if you know the music. I know Alex will.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
I mean, I'm going to go see it. I'm also going to go see Cats, even though it's for different reasons. So. How'd you like that sound by Cody?
I like the Star Wars. I got into the earlier screening of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah, we got the early one.
So
I'm
going to go see Cats.
Good for you.
So I'm going to see Cats that night.
Wait,
so
I want to see Cats.
This is
going to
be a very interesting. Do you want to be my plus one? Like,
yeah.
For real?
When is it?
It's that night. It's the 17th next week.
Is that Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Drop some acid.
But it's also in the 1917 FYC Collider screening.
Is that Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so. So I want to see both of them. I haven't seen that. You saw 1917.
I did. I loved it. It's great. It's my favorite film of the
year. And it's on IMAX.
It is on IMAX.
So I want to see that.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Damn it. Oh, well.
I got to see Cats.
I have to.
I have to see the debacle.
Me too. I'll bring the edibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you into that?
I would totally do edibles. I love edibles.
Okay.
I can't do the regular stuff. Edibles are fine.
What's the regular stuff?
Like the smoking and the thing. My lungs are so bad all the time.
Me too.
Yeah, I can't swing like that. Okay, so in the night. So here's what I'll say. I thought the trailer was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The music is great. But I am not a fan of the Miranda style. And nothing against Lin-Manuel Miranda. I think he's incredibly talented. Obviously, uber successful. Just crossed 3 million followers on Twitter. That's insane. And I'm always going to support a Latino getting a chance to be in a mainstream movie, to highlight a mainstream movie. And you're right, Darina, for once, they cast all these people that can actually sing.
Jimmy Smits, man.
Jimmy Smits.
Yeah.
I always love Jimmy Smits in anything. But seeing, like, that's a good thing. Because sometimes you see these other musicals where they cast actors that have to train to sing.
Like Emma Watson as Belle?
Yeah.
And that was auto-tuned the crap out of that?
Yeah. I'd even throw Zellweger in Chicago. I thought she was good. She wasn't great. That role deserves something great.
But at least they didn't like over auto-tune that.
They didn't, right. Or Nicole Kidman in Moulin Rouge. Woof. I did not like her.
Whoa.
I disagree with that.
Easy.
But you don't like... Yeah. We're going to get into a Moulin Rouge fight.
Okay.
Because I love
it. What about Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor's great in Moulin Rouge.
Fantastic.
I think he can actually... I think Nicole was struggling for some of the notes.
But here's the thing. What Nicole did with her voice is actually a little bit more organic because you didn't hear the the overproduced stuff. So she's not like Ewan McGregor and she's not a classically trained Broadway singer, but at least she was singing. You could hear her voice that it sounded pretty. Whereas if you hear all these Disney musicals, like the live action ones, they sound bad because of the production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. All right.
I'm just saying.
But I think this looks great. It's going to be fun. I'll probably go see it. I hope I like it. But the talking rap type stuff, it's just really not my jam. I love rap, but
right,
the talking, like, you know, deaf poetry jam stuff, it's just really not my jam.
I get it. I like it. I love Hamilton.
Yeah.
But I got to see it live with, like, the most amazing cast, so.
Yeah.
Alex, you have something to say?
Yeah, Alex. Get him. Get him.
Finish him.
Yeah. Yeah.
you don't like witty lyrics?
No. Oh! Yeah, no, he likes The Greatest Showman, Alex. That's super witty.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, sure. God damn it.
Does that cross? Sorry. Are those lyrics witty? Is that what you would say?
No.
Okay. Can't do that one. No.
This is me. But, no, great. The First Amendment. Good for you. This is me.
Senator Johnson, the First Amendment. Got a First Amendment.
It's better.
Beat slaves.
That's better than This Is Me.
Yeah, all right.
It's better, as I'm saying.
Frisky Riley.
Yeah, no, I'm in quite the mood today because, you know, continuing the what is it, the 1,000-year war that I'm having with the printer out here?
Oh, my God,
this
Mark
fucking
Riley.
Printer.
This is Office Space, the sequel.
Exactly.
This is Office Space.
That's a segment right there. Yeah. Mark Riley against our printer.
This printer. When I tell you that the printer, when I hit the print button and I actually see a middle finger come out of my computer, I am not lying. This printer goes, huh? Yeah, go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I just want to, like, I'll go, okay, I got to go across.
The printer's just sick of all of us in this office.
This printer.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
It's an older printer, so as an older printer, it's like, it can't be bothered.
It can't be bothered.
He's done with our shit.
Yeah.
Or he or she. You know, whatever,
I would love it if
it
printed out
by.
A middle finger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Go fuck yourself.
Good luck with that, Riley. Mm-hmm.
So what else we got today, Mark, other than you fighting with our printer?
You don't want to talk about that more? News-wise, we have lots and lots and lots of news.
We do.
But real quick, because I'm a Superman guy, did you see Zack Snyder continue to stir the internet into a frenzy?
Him. What happened?
He shared Henry Cavill in the black suit Superman.
Oh. Somebody, a follower, tweeted that at us.
Yeah.
I thought that was just fan art.
No.
That was actually...
That's it.
Man.
That's and he shared it with on his Vero account that said, My Superman. So,
it's so funny. I'm just like, oh, yeah, what are the nerds talking about today? I'm like, oh, man, I wanted to see that.
Yeah. So yeah. We got it. We knew it was there.
Yeah.
He teased it at one point when they were shooting the Instagram. Henry Cavill did like a very close-up. It's like, we're getting black suit Superman. This is cool. And so here it is, and it looks fucking awesome.
I think it's going to be released next year.
I
HBO.
Hope so. I really
Probably.
Do.
I think so. I mean, that would be so dumb of them to not do that, especially because they do so many other different ultimate cuts of every other fucking movie.
Well, here's the thing. Zack Snyder now gives zero fucks. Mm. He is all in on this. He knows that there is a large contingency of people that are behind him on this. I have no idea if Warner Brothers is just ignoring him. It feels that way. Mm-hmm. And he's just going. He's like, oh, okay. Black suit Superman. People are losing their mind. Losing his mind. He's showing, like, you know, stuff about Darkseid. He's sharing all these wonderful things and getting everybody excited for this thing. And well, here we are. Still talking about it.
I have a question, though. Why do you guys think they're so – because I see – it's like – this is like The Last Jedi. The release of the Snyder Cut thing is like half of us really want to see this, and the other half is like, no, fuck that. But why do you think that half doesn't want us to see it? That's what I don't understand. It's like, what do you care if there's another edition of a movie?
Yeah.
That's bizarre to me.
I think there are like two conversations happening. And I was in this camp because I was like watching – I was – reading articles from trusted trades are like, there's no cut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I trust them. And then when Snyder comes out and says, no, I have a cut, well, that changed it for me.
Right.
So now – but I still think there are people that don't believe that or that – I do believe that there is some effects work that needs to be done, and that's maybe what holds it up for Warner Brothers then. But there is a cut out there. I just don't think they – I think there are two – I think that the fandom – kind of made it really hard for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would come at you pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And I think some people were really turned off by that. And so they want to continue to kind of go against that, at least on social media.
I think when historians speak about the second decade of the 21st century, the two battles they will speak about is the Battle of the Last Jedi and the Battle of the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
It will be the two things that people speak. I mean, documentaries will absolutely be made about both of these things.
Mm-hmm. How American history has changed.
Exactly, right? When we don't have any real battles, you got to create them. I find it funny, both sides, the sanctimoniousness on both sides, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The people who think everyone's an idiot for thinking the Snyder Cut's actually going to go out.
Right.
And then the people on the other side who think it's such a foregone conclusion that it's coming, and you're an idiot for not believing that it's coming out.
Right.
I'm in the middle because I'm like, I'd like to see it. I hope it comes out. but I don't want to add to the vitriol going on between both those sides because I just want to see it, right. And I'd love it to come out. And if it doesn't, my life will still go on.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just like,
I'm exactly – but that's how I feel. It's same with the whole Last Jedi thing. I'm like, look, loved half of it, hated half of it.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think. I'm literally Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. I don't care.
Good reference.
Yeah. I just I think I would love to see this. I really hope it comes out, but I'm not going to get into a fight with anyone about it.
But see, I can understand right now the Snyder Cut being something to continue talking about because Snyder continues to share these things.
Because he wants to.
The Last Jedi stuff, it's like, Jesus Christ, stop it. It's I'm over it. I've hit a wall. I have hit a wall of this stuff that nobody's.
Do you hate Star Wars now, Ryan?
No, I love my Star Wars.
You do.
But guess what? It's for me now.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like I don't care about what everybody else thinks. I am going to talk about Star Wars on my show, and I'll talk about it with my friends.
Right.
And this.
But you're not going to start any petitions.
I'm not going to start any petitions. I'm not going to – like I'm literally muting people that like, you know, somebody was pissed at me because I didn't bring up a Star Wars movie in my best of decade.
Mm. Right.
Couldn't believe it. I'm like, I can't win.
Right.
Across the board, I can't
win. You're
not
a real fan.
Yeah. It's either that or I'm a shill or I don't like Star Wars or I loved Star Wars too much and agree with Star Wars too much. It's like I fucking can't win.
But it's not even just the fans though because I think it happens a lot with our YouTube space that there's like, you know, the punditry that happens in this space that there's people that are like, oh no, this is definitely what's going on behind the scenes at Warner Bros. Right. I'm like, are you there in that room?
Yeah,
like, have you talked to Zack Snyder?
Yeah. Everybody's an insider with all of these things. It's like they know that behind the scenes on The Last Jedi, this went on. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Sources say.
Like, yeah, my brother's cousin, like who knows Zack Snyder's girlfriend, like daughter. Yeah, no, it's
that
so
classic
weird.
Thing. Like someone, we don't want to say the name, but that a certain somebody in a position of power is constantly saying, well, I've heard, or they say, some have said, and you're like, no one's saying this. No one is saying this. You're just fabricating this out of thin air. But I want to ask you a question, because it struck me last night. I was talking to a couple of friends about this last night on text. And the New York Times article, right, that's blowing up, right?
God,
And I think this is, in my personal opinion, and you guys who are listening and watching, and you too could have an issue with it, of course, Alex and Cody. But, like, I think there's a certain level of responsible journalism here that you have to do, right? And I wonder about the New York Times why you would drop this article now, because it seems selfish to do it. When the fandom is finally come back together, Baby Yoda has unified the world and the Mandalorian.
You're wrong.
Yeah, whatever people feel about the Mandalorian, Baby Yoda is universally beloved. Even my girlfriend last night was like, who is this Baby Yoda stuff? And I had to explain it to her.
Yeah.
Because she has no concept of Star Wars.
Same. There's so many people that don't watch the Mandalorian. They're like, I love Baby Yoda.
Right.
Yeah.
And so why drop this article now in the short-term desperate desire for clickbait or clicks, then after the movie comes out. Drop it after the movie comes out. Let people enjoy Star Wars one more time, you know, free of controversy.
But also, why is it news that, like, an actor says something? Like, we say stuff all the time, and a lot of the time when people are being asked questions by journalists, like, you're on the spot, and sometimes you don't word things properly. That's why the whole Martin Scorsese shit show has been happening all year, right?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. They were promoting Rise of Skywalker, so...
Right.
And they were asked, and the thing about the media now is they know that The Last Jedi is the SEO click.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So they will ask, and whatever gets said, they can then take, and many, many things were taken out of context yesterday.
Yeah.
Many things.
If you read the full article, you can get the context.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't some shade thrown.
Right.
There was.
And that's what's troubling to me.
Right.
And it feels like it's almost like they're afraid that if they don't. I don't know. It feels really manufactured.
Yeah.
It feels like there's something
Are
like –
Are you talking about Disney manufacturing something? What? Wait, what's happening?
Fucking A, and it pisses me off. Because we are getting to this point where it's like, let's go watch a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
You know, like the prequels – say what you will about them. There were moments in all of them that I loved. So
the music,
some of the lightsaber battles, some of the performances. Sith I love, right? But, you know, some of the Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, okay, take it or leave it. But it doesn't change the fact that there are people that enjoy those movies. Across the board, there are going to be people out there that love these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that people are yelling and screaming about it, it's just taking away from, like, certain people's enjoyment. I don't know why they're trying to –
It's because people need to go to the sex store.
I think so.
Yeah.
Smoke a giant fat bowl.
Yeah.
Go to the sex store
yeah.
and then enjoy your Star Wars. Or not enjoy yeah. your Star Wars. I don't
exactly.
care.
And take your clothes off and run free in the world.
So
that's,
right.
I mean, there's nothing
without
wrong,
hurting anybody.
Without hurting
exactly.
anybody. I find this an interesting thing too, Riley. And I wonder if there's a little bit of hypocrisy here. And I know I'm going to walk the line a little bit. But like the people who grew up with the prequels and defend the prequels mm-hmm. and love the prequels, if you're adding to the vitriol against the current trilogy, aren't you remembering what it was like
exactly.
to be defending those prequels against
yeah.
the original trilogy lovers who hated those prequels?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you have a little bit of self-awareness that, mm-hmm. hey, I'm doing what was done to me, and I hated it when it was done to me. Why am I doing it to them?
Right.
And that's
like,
a very
wonder,
good point that you're
you know,
bringing up. As somebody that, you know, we all here love the original trilogy and
yeah.
grew up with them, I remember when the prequels came out, like the first time I saw Phantom Menace, I definitely lied to myself that I liked it.
Yeah.
I saw it a few more times and I realized it was not for me and I was an asshole about it. And I was like, Jar Jar Binks sucks and like George Lucas ruined my childhood. I was that asshole in my, you know, like as a teenager. And now that I've gotten older, I realize, why do I need to shit on someone
yeah.
for liking a movie that I don't like?
Right.
There's no reason. It does nothing for me. Mm. I'd rather spend that time watching a movie I like with my friends.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
don't understand it.
Yeah.
And those people are doing it now.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And I think this article is going to poison people before we go in that theater, and that's a shame. Because
yeah.
I wanted this to stand on its own and let us consume it on our own. And yeah, maybe the vitriol would still be there right afterwards, but let us enjoy one weekend, opening weekend of Star Wars, without any of the extra stuff coming from the outside. Because there's a New York Times article. I guarantee you that author's not a crazy Star Wars fan. They wrote it to get some publicity.
That's their job
that's
now.
Their job.
That's the sad thing about it is that it's people's job now, whether it's in the video space
yeah, yeah.
or journalism. It's like, oh, what are people going to click on? Because we need to make money. That's what's sad about the media.
Right. Yeah. And not everything's one-to-one. Like, I get it. You have to have perspective, right? Like, we here at Collider,
right.
we publish articles. Mm-hmm. We're looking for those stories. We want those clicks to stay alive as a site.
Exactly.
It makes all kinds of sense in the world. But editors also have responsibility about when to drop certain things
yeah.
and when and schedule when to drop certain things. So that's the thing at the end of the day for me. I think the New York Times really made a mistake dropping this stuff. And it makes everybody involved who made these shady comments look bad.
Hmm.
It makes Star Wars look bad. It makes Lucasfilm look bad. It makes Disney look bad. And I think it's such a massive mistake because we were all just finally back together again, looking forward to seeing what would happen at episode
And one. We were all so happy about Baby Yoda.
Yeah, baby.
Baby Yoda.
Let's just keep talking about Baby Yoda.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, just if you want to go see the movie and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And if you don't
yeah.
want to because you didn't like The Last Jedi or
yeah.
not liking the direction, that's your prerogative as well.
Yeah.
And
I just teach their own.
Exactly.
I can't wait to go see Rise of Skywalker. I really can't.
Me too.
It's the end. And
yeah.
I want to see what they do and how
this
they wrap it up.
This is the end. Yeah.
This is the end.
Cody, Alex, you guys have any thoughts on this? Because I know you might have a whiteboard going on right now.
No, I'm so sick of this story, guys. I'm
yeah.
so sick.
It's hard.
Movie.
It's hard.
I respect
Isn't
that.
Isn't that sad that we're also sick of, like, we want to see it, but we're sick of Star Wars because
yeah,
of it?
It's the final movie of this saga, and it should be this amazing time. We're all looking forward to it. Now we're fighting on fucking Twitter again. It's stupid.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I agree.
That's
my
point. Exactly.
I agree.
It just takes a lot of the fun out of it. And what we do is a little different. You know, we see all of this and
right.
it's directed at us sometimes. And so it can be a little much when you have to go to your social
mm-hmm.
media to say, okay, what are people talking about right now?
Right.
I'm programming a show. Let's go. And go fuck myself. Why? You know, it's like you're going through your mentions. And
it's like, I will go fuck myself. Thank you very much.
It can take yeah. and the chat, rightly so, calling me out as being a little like, get off the caffeine and give me a joint. And thank you, everybody in the chat.
Exactly.
It's a lot. It can wear on me.
Yeah.
It can wear on me. And
we're all so tired.
To
we
each
just
their own,
see
though.
See Baby
yeah.
Yoda memes. That's
yeah.
all I want.
Yep.
Like that
yeah.
Baby Yoda meme.
Can we play that,
can
Alex?
We, yeah.
Please.
Did you see Baby Yoda show up in Jurassic Park?
Oh.
Yeah. Our very own lovely Perry Nemiroff retweeted this, and that's why I found it. But
I'm gonna look it up, guys. We're looking for it.
Thank you, Cody.
Looking for it right now. You said Perry tweeted it.
Oh well, no, it's right there.
It's right here.
Yeah, I put the link there. There you go.
Shut down the system.
Oh, it's a great scene in... Oh, there he is. Great movie, great scene. Oh my God, look at his ears.
He just keeps...
Oh my God. Oh...
Baby Yoda just wants to keep turning things back on.
Oh, it's so good. See, people, this is, look, whoever this person that made this video, good for you. You're a very talented person just making really cool, entertaining things for us instead of just yelling at people on Twitter. Right. So good for them.
Yeah.
What else we got today, Riley, that's hopefully not as controversial because we are all so tired.
Well, let's – I don't know if it's controversial or not, but The Flash finally got a premiere date.
Yay. Nobody cares but me. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Are you excited about this?
I love Ezra Miller. I know he's not doing, you know, the Barry Allen thing. He's more like Wally West, but I don't care. I like him, and I love the director, Andy Muschietti. So.
Yeah. No, Andy Muschietti is making me very excited for this in particular. I'm very interested to see what he does – away from horror, because a lot of people are saying, ooh, you're a horror director. Are you going to make horror stuff with Flash?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's not the character.
Right.
So finally, we got a premiere date. I'm going to find it real quick. This is according to The Wrap. They have set it for July 1st, 2022.
Oh,
so if that's pretty close.
Yeah.
So finally, we're going to get The Flash. Ezra Miller is still involved. I know he did some rewrites on it himself. Mm-hmm. I know that Muschietti then comes in and – here we are, though. Finally. It's been so long. I think it was dated at one point. Then it was removed. Rick Famuyiwa was involved. And then who else was involved? It was
Grant Morrison was supposed to co-write with Ezra Miller. And I'm sad that didn't happen.
It did happen. They rejected the script.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which I'm curious to see what it was. Because they should bring someone like Grant that actually knows these characters to write these movies. So that's surprising to me. Yeah.
Well, they came in with Christina Hodson, who did Bumblebee.
She's great.
So
and she's also doing Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey, yeah. So she's really crushing it right now.
Yeah.
So we have that new draft, whatever it is. So the long road to get Flash has finally, at least for now, hopefully it doesn't happen again. But 2022, we're going to get Flash. Cross your fingers.
This is interesting.
Are you guys excited?
I am very excited.
Yeah, and it makes sense considering Patty Jenkins' comments the other day about Wonder Woman 3, how they're going to take a bit of time between 2 and 3.
Right.
Makes sense. You want to let these other films slide into these slots and get their audience or get hooked into the DC audience.
Mm-hmm.
And down the road, maybe. The road, we're looking at a Justice League. Down the road.
Another my man.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now we have Flash. Now Wonder Woman 1984. Matt Reeves is the Batman. Where is Superman?
Right.
Where the hell is Superman?
Yeah.
Seriously.
We've been asking for Man of Steel 2 forever.
Seriously,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Right. So we're building the Justice
Shaving
League back up
mustache,
again.
Shaving off his mustache probably, yeah.
Hopefully.
I'm sure we'll get a Green Lantern soon. The Corps was supposed to come out this year. Or 2020, rather.
Right.
And I'm sure it'll come out, be coming for soon at some point.
Right.
As soon as they make the announcements for that.
That'd be pretty cool. You bring in Green Lantern. You bring in like Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, I'd love
like
John Jones.
I would love to get a Martian Manhunter.
How cool would that be?
Well, it looks like they're building the league. So it seems like we're back on track to maybe get to that Justice League.
No rush.
Yeah. Because at one point when they were announcing Birds of Prey and a Batgirl and some other stories, which I was excited about, but I'm like, of course, where's my Superman? But I'm like, what about the key figures in the Justice League that really, I think, get a lot of the fans excited.
Yeah.
So now it looks like we're finally on that track.
What's the chat saying? Are they excited or do they hate it?
The Flash movie?
Just in general, because I hear a lot of people that are hardcore fans. A lot of them weren't a fan of Ezra Miller. Mm-hmm. Like, they think he's a good actor, but they didn't like the take on the character.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, but I mean, to me, it's like Danny DeVito in Batman Returns. Completely different penguin, but I like the take on the character. It was cool, and it makes sense for this person to be like a half beast, half man, right? That's how he was acting. So,
yeah, I mean, people are talking about Ezra Miller. They're talking about mustaches. They're talking about Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah,
release the solo Miller cut. Yeah, we can get that. Sure, I like that.
That's
so.
Funny.
Cyborg. Somebody's talking about Cyborg.
I love Cyborg.
Yeah.
He was great in
Ray
that.
Fisher, yeah.
And the suit was kick-ass,
too. It was. And the rumors were that they were going to do a Cyborg standalone film as well. And now that's kind of gone by the wayside. So.
And at one point I heard, wasn't it a Cyborg and Flash movie?
Yeah, down the road. Yeah, because they had such great chemistry, which is why they had that ditch-digging scene in Justice League.
That was pretty great.
It was fun.
See, there was good stuff. You just don't remember the
Wait, you liked the ditch-digging?
I liked the 10%. different than Zack Snyder.
How dare you?
Do you think that was Snyder's?
No. He just said, let everybody like what they like. And here he goes. You like the ditch digging scene?
Yeah, I, you're just, sorry. Troll. You want to fight about it on Twitter, Mark?
No, yeah, I will fight on Twitter.
I'll tweet you right now.
There's a difference between let people enjoy and then having a conversation with a friend going, what?
Yeah. Oh, fair.
Well, yeah. I mean, Thad and I just got into it because he called one of my favorite shows of all time, Hannibal. It's a fine show.
Right, right.
And I was like, how dare you?
Fine show.
That is the best gay horror stuff I've ever seen in my life. That was so good.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful show.
It was a fun
homoerotic horror, man. I was very happy about it. So what else we got, Mark?
All right. Well, let's switch on over to Keanu Reeves.
Nice.
My favorite.
This is – talk about the Keanu-sense. Is that what we're talking about?
Keanu-sense, yeah.
You're breathtaking.
Matrix 4 was dated, and so was John Wick 4.
Uh-huh.
And they're all the same weekend.
Really?
That's yeah.
Like
so
a Keanu marathon.
I know. So Warner Brothers released their slate, and so the untitled Matrix sequel is set for May 21st, 2021, which is – oh, man, that's really close.
Yeah,
I like that. So – and it's the same weekend as John Wick Chapter 4. Now, someone is going to move, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was going to be John Wick. But okay. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, because the Matrix has been – when was the last Matrix movie we got?
Revolutions.
Revolution was 2003. Like,
that was a long time ago. So, and I wasn't a big fan of them as mm-hmm. much as, you know, most people are. But I'm looking forward to Matrix 4 because mm-hmm. it could be good, right? I have no idea. It could be another Matrix Revolutions, right? But here's the thing about Keanu. I will watch him just eat a potato on YouTube. I don't care. I love him so much.
I want to see him eat a potato.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, I just – yeah, and I
– I love potatoes.
Can I have some butter, please?
This potato is breathtaking.
I love baked potatoes.
Yeah. I love movies.
But no, he's my favorite. However, out of those two, I'm actually looking forward the most to Bill and Ted.
Like, oh,
if we're talking about new Keanu stuff, that's the one I cannot wait for because that's the Keanu I grew up with.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
It's interesting. I get the impulse that the Matrix would be the one to move, but
John Wick.
It's been the more successful franchise consistently through all three chapters.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So this one has more of a like, show me that you got it right this time versus John Wick, which I know
is going
to be good.
Yeah.
So I wonder which one to blink, but I think somebody should write a movie about the end of the world ending on the day Keanu faces off against Keanu and has to somehow force the studio, one of the studios, to move their release date or else the world will end.
Or yeah, like they can make a movie called Keanu versus Keanu.
Right.
And then I would love that. And then everybody in the movie is actually played by Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Like Multiplicity with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I like that.
Yeah.
We have to move
Multiplicity.
Count Dracula.
I want to see Multiplicity now.
Are you kidding me?
It's so...
You know what I was thinking about? Oh, hey, Steve. She touched my peppy, Steve. You know what I was thinking about? There was one person that I would interview that I would probably not be able to interview. It's Michael Keaton because I love him so much. Do you guys have someone like that?
You wouldn't be able to interview?
Well, I mean, maybe, but I would just be like, do you want to be my friend? I'd be like Chris Farley in SNL.
Right.
It's like, hey, remember that time when you were really cool as Batman?
He's a great interview, by the way. Have you read his interviews?
Yeah, no, I love him. I'm obsessed with him.
Are incredible. He's so smart and so seasoned and knowledgeable about the business and about life that he has fun. I would savor an interview with that guy, and I wouldn't even need to publish it.
I just want to be in the room near him
is
all. I just don't know if I could do it.
We should make that happen.
No, I'll hide under the table. I'll be like Josh McCuga.
I feel like you got to be able to get him on Collider Live.
No,
what's he doing? He's not doing that much right now.
I don't know. He Instagrams cups of whiskey. So I'm like, oh, we could hang. Yeah. But so is there anyone like that that you guys would be like intimidated by or that you grew up loving that you would either love to interview or you don't know how nervous you would be for?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got close. I was doing a freelance gig in Vegas for the NATO, which is what?
Let me tell you about The Last Jedi, Mark.
Oh, God. I don't think I
– did you like that movie?
So, Mr. Ford, have you heard about the divisiveness of The Last Jedi online? I don't care.
Exactly.
He wouldn't care.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was working in Vegas for the National Association of Theater Owners, and they were trying to get us Harrison Ford, and he only agreed to do two interviews.
Right.
And it was like I remember it was Entertainment Weekly and then another big outlet.
Mm-hmm.
He could have given a fuck about us. But I was standing in the line, and as he was getting closer to me, you know, the one of the people behind me is like, try to get a soundbite. And I'm like, and I'm holding the microphone. And he notices that I'm, aww, yeah. And he just winks. He gives me a wink and keeps going. And I went, hey, shop.
That happens.
And then it was like, what happened? Where am I? I have no idea what happened. That's, yeah, he was.
I get it. That
he's
happens.
He's the guy. For
what me. About I mean, you, John?
Well, it was The Rock.
Okay.
Until I interviewed him twice. Mm-hmm. I was a stupid mess before both of those interviews.
Yeah.
What is John like as a stupid mess?
Oh, I'm so in my head and nervous and stumbling and I basically that's all that's going on in my head. It's just that, and I can't find my words. But I would say, you son of a bitch, I'm gonna storm in there and take off all your clothes.
Do it.
I would say Tom Cruise would be the one that I'd be like really, really nervous to interview for like an hour.
Well, that's also because that's somebody that you don't know how they're gonna be that day.
Right. Well, true. Know? But he's also like a hero, like right. to me. Like I revere Tom Cruise.
Did I tell you my
beginning?
Did I tell you my Tom Cruise story?
No.
I was at Runyon, and this was when I was Cal was with me, and I was letting Cal run around in this little area, and there were a couple beagles, and they started playing with each other, and someone behind me goes, "Ah, great dogs," and I go, "Ah, he's so great," and I turn around, I'm like, "Tom Cruise?
What?
Yeah," and we chatted for 5 minutes about the
Runyon?
Dogs at Runyon Canyon. It was so incredible, and he was the nicest, guy ever. Like, he just was so cool, and I'm just sitting, and I'm freaking, yeah, I was falling apart inside, because I just said over and over again, yeah, those dogs are great. Aren't those dogs great?
Yeah.
Man, these dogs are great. Yeah, these dogs.
They're pretty great.
Pretty great.
I mean, that's a good conversation to have, because dogs are great. Cody, Alex, what about you guys? Would you like to – is there someone you would love to interview, or have you had a crazy celebrity encounter like that?
I'm scared to talk to people in general. I don't really have anybody. Alex?
I'd want to interview my favorite actor, who is Simon Pegg.
Ooh. Oh, good answer.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. What's your favorite Simon Pegg movie? Is it World's End?
Well, my favorite of the three, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and World's End is Hot Fuzz, just because that's the first one that I saw.
Mm. It's so great.
And changed, you know, I saw it at a young age, and so I was like, oh, I love this movie.
Yeah, no, it's really, really great. Well, I mean, there's definitely it is weird, though, now that we have lived in L.A. for a long time, it's kind of crazy to think that because of our jobs, we do this and we don't get starstruck, you know, anymore. But there is always that, like, one, like, you know, Moby Dick, like that one whale that you would freak out. And I mean, mine already happened with John Williams.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
John
that
Williams
was,
would probably be one of mine as
well. Yeah, I mean, and Wendy can tell you because she was with me because it was the Last Jedi premiere, and I had seen him at the Force Awakens premiere the first time. But and Nathan, obviously one of our friends, Mark Hamill's son, he was like, he's right there, you should go talk to him. I'm like, no. I was like, Cody, I was like, I'm not gonna go talk to him. So for Last Jedi, Wendy's like, well, he's here, and Nathan's like, and he's gonna die soon.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he's old.
Yikes.
So, Jesus. I know, but it's true. So that's what gave me the courage to go talk to him.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
But it's true. But is it? Shouldn't you do things?
La, 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 la.
But that's why we do things, right? Because they're like, oh, we're gonna die, YOLO. So we got to do it. Yeah. So, anyways, it was. I'm sure I blacked out. I made a complete fool of myself. I don't know what happened. I just told him I love you and took a photo, and that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to at the Solo premiere. I went to Lawrence Kasdan.
Oh, nice.
He's a hero of mine.
Right. He should. Yeah.
Yeah, for screenwriting, and I somehow got out, you know, big fan, my name's Mark, and then it was about that quick, and then he moved on because, like an asshole, I went to him when he was at the buffet. So,
well, why'd you do that when people are hungry, Mark?
Because I had no idea who I was. I just kind of walked over.
You're just like a nerd.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah.
I thought that was you for
He was at the end of the buffet as he was done. I said, I'm just a big fan, Mr. Kasdan. Thank you so much for – you've inspired me so much in my own career. And he went, thank you very much, and then moved on.
Thank you. So, I want some turkey.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, those buffets are good at those premieres. Mm. Anyways, what else we got, Mark?
Well, the other thing in the news of this Warner Brothers is that they did date as well Mortal Kombat. So we're getting – let me find it real quick.
Ooh, let's play that theme song, Cody.
We were talking
playing scores later.
The release in the calendar, Warner Brothers moved up the release of Mortal Kombat. to March 5th, 2021.
Do some typo.
From March 5th, 2021 to January 15th, 2021. So we're going to get it a little bit earlier, a couple months early.
Okay.
You guys remember doing like some weird typo shit to this stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Remember okay. that crap? Yeah, anyways.
So I just got the embargo lifted last night.
For what?
I was at the Mortal Kombat thing. Like, we got sent our photos last night.
Okay.
So I can talk about this, that I was at the Mortal Kombat.
You did a set visit.
Well, never mind. Never mind.
Finish him. Okay, so
Cody,
what happened?
Cody, I'm going to kill you.
Finish him.
Yeah, I was at the set visit. So we were able to post pictures we took with Louis Tan and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They dated it, so I can't wait. I'm telling you right now, from my experience, I'm going to tell you a small thing. I think this thing is going to be incredible.
Ooh, yeah. That's exciting.
Louis Tan, speaking of, I mean, guest of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
As well as he, what he shares, he's saying it's next level stuff.
Yeah,
he's looking bruised and battered because of all the stunt work he's doing.
Those guys are all swole.
Jeez.
And it's all these, they're huge. They're huge. Yeah. And it's all these, like, real legitimate martial artists.
That's awesome.
That are involved in this. Like, this guy, one of these younger guys, he worked with Jackie Chan for 10 years.
Ooh, yes.
Another dude does The Raid. It's incredible. Incredible stuff. And what's his face from Supergirl?
I don't know.
James Olsen, the black actor.
He is
like ripped. A tree trunk right now. He's so big.
That's
insane.
So do you like the original? At least in a
I like the campy. Yes. The original campy one with Christopher Lambert and all that. Yes. I like the campy nature of it all.
Same.
But the other ones I did not like. So.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm excited. I want to see a good martial arts movie in the I want to see a good video game movie.
that would be nice. I think this is going to be the one. I really, truly do because I think they understand the property. I think they're making it hard.
Yes, there was one this year. Come on.
Yeah. No, that. Of course, Detective Pikachu, Cody, was amazing.
Did you love it, Cody?
No, I liked it, though. It means it's a good video game.
It was fun.
We had one, guys.
It was fun.
I mean, he's pretty cute, even though he had a weird voice. I didn't like the voice as much.
Pikachu?
Well, Ryan Reynolds was the voice, and it was weird because I wanted him to just be like, Pika Pika.
Yeah, because you hear Deadpool there.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway. So, John, where can people find this? When is it going out?
I'm not going to be able to talk about it write about it until next year.
There's no article coming up soon.
But they released the pictures that we took on that day, and they said that you can talk about it on social media, these pictures. So I can't talk about what I saw yet, but I can talk about that. I think it's going to be great. And I wish I could remember the composer, but it's
Alex, can you please look it up?
Ludwig something.
Goranson.
I think it's Goranson.
The Black Panther.
Wait, Black Panther and the Mandalorian.
I think it's him.
Wow.
Because he played.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't.
Wow. Speaking of which,
what?
At the 11:30 hour, we're going
to
do a fun game. Guess that. Guess the score.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. We had a lot of fun playing the TV theme song game last week. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of yelling going on. And then Ken Knapsack, friend David Harbour Light is what he calls himself, will be joining us at 11. So. Yeah.
And he's going to join us for the game. Uh-huh. So that's going to be fun. So
exactly. Wait, what are you looking up, Alex?
Shazam 2 was just announced.
Oh, breaking news, you guys.
Awesome.
There it
Same
is.
Year as Flash.
Awesome.
Interesting.
Okay. Shazam was so great. I can't wait to get another one of those.
Me too, yeah.
Are they going to incorporate Black Adam in there at the end, do you think?
He said not till the third one, but there might be something. You're
post-credit
right.
tease to set that up.
Yeah.
Great.
The Rock.
Great. I don't think anybody disliked this movie. This was a really great movie.
How can you?
I mean, it's big meets superhero.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Yeah.
God, my favorite when he's just in the air. He's like, I can't hear you. Are you doing your villain thing?
No, man. The 7-Eleven or whatever that scene. Oh, that was fantastic.
Have
that
you seen
so
the merge where they're showing Shazam shooting the lightning bolts and Wonder Woman swinging off the lightning bolts?
Oh.
Yeah, they've got Shazam going like this, and then they cut into Wonder Woman swinging off each one as
that's great.
Riding the lightning.
Yeah, riding the lightning off the one. It's brilliant.
That's really cool. And that's why when people are like, oh, DC doesn't know what they're doing, I'm like, whatever, man. I like their movies.
You can't
I don't care
that anymore.
No
one can say that.
Sorry, I could argue that they knew that what they were doing with Man of Steel and BVS.
You.
Yep. I mean, come on. It's just
BVS. Like half of it.
I'm half with it.
Yeah,
come on.
Half of it.
You guys haven't come around on that one.
No, I told you. I was the theatrical release. I sat there and I was like, Same as Last Jedi. Loved half of it, hated half of it.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Ultimate Edition, and I enjoyed it a lot more, and my only problem was Lex Luthor. Because
he's actually grown on me, except for that Jolly Rancher scene.
I get the character that they were trying to pull off, and it makes sense for the modern times. That's just not the take I personally wanted. Yeah. It doesn't mean it was bad.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I just want like a Idris Elba or Bryan Cranston style Lex Luthor that's more like the Lex Luthor that's like scary to Superman.
I want
Eisenberg standing in front of Henry Cavill. I'm like, well, he could just like,
I know. Henry Cavill's a boing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know why he's scary.
Takes care of that.
Yeah.
That was still one of my favorite theatrical experiences because we went opening night. And a guy dressed as Batman comes in and just – the crowd just went nuts. And he's just like – I'm like, that guy's Batman. And here he is.
And that's why I still like going to movies. Yeah. And see, everybody streams and I get
that's
it.
That's exactly
but I
why
like the
I love
–
yes,
yeah.
That's exactly right.
I will admit something to you right now. In honor of Mark Riley, on Black Friday, I bought Batman v Superman in 4K.
Which one?
In 4K. The Ultimate.
Okay. And?
Because
that a baby.
And?
I still hate the movie.
Oh, man.
But I respect my friend's opinion.
Okay.
And so I have this weird kind of obsession with watching it whenever it's on over and over again.
It's been on a lot lately. I don't like the movie, but you're still watching it a lot?
Yeah, it's one of those films that I watch and I go, maybe they'll change it this time when I'm watching it.
I don't understand.
I have a weird kind of thing that I do sometimes with certain films that I'm like, I can't stop watching because I know it's terrible. But I keep hoping that if I watch it this time,
but it's not.
They'll fix it.
But it's
I don't
not
think
terrible.
You think it's terrible. I think you're watching it because you like some of it, but you wish you could change some of it, right?
Maybe.
Right? You don't think it's terrible.
It's like
terrible.
When you're poor and you open the refrigerator, you're like, maybe there's something in here.
It was on the other day.
I know. I open it all the time. And I'm
maybe
like,
someone
I'm so
made
hungry.
Some food while I wasn't around and it's in the refrigerator.
Exactly.
I watched the last probably 40 minutes the other day and it started right when Batman's going to the warehouse.
Oh, yeah. That scene is incredible.
Give me that scene over and over again.
Really
I love
badass.
It so much.
Agreed. Well, we got to go to break for a little bit, guys.
Right.
But we will be back with Ken Napsok. We will be back with some really fun games. We're going to fight about it. So go to the bathroom, drink some water. We will be back.
Yeah, and during this break, if you guys haven't yet, you should watch the In the Heights trailer. It's very good.
John Cena! Ben.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Alex.
What's up, guys? Your boy Dory. What's up, guys? What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Your boy Dory.
Welcome back to Collider Live. Joining us, my favorite David Harbour Light, Mr. Ken Napsok.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Collider Jedi Council today, later today. Big show. Nice plug.
Only reason he's here.
Hi, Ken.
He's so happy to be here, apparently.
No, I'm happy to be here. I'm just a little stressed. I'm working on something.
Yeah. What are you working on?
I didn't get into something that I probably should have got into.
Oh. Yeah. And, don't worry. It's
we're trying to
happen.
Work on that. Right? It'll,
it'll happen. You stressed out about it?
Well, it holds up production of three shows.
Yes.
If I don't get into this thing I'm supposed to get into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the stress on my face. This is a show where we confess our fears and what's going on
this
in our brain.
This is Collider therapy.
Yes. Right here. Well, no. It's, you know, good broadcasting, right? Put yourself into it. I'm having a stressful morning. Oh, but there's worse things in the world.
Correct.
I know.
But you don't have cancer.
Wow.
That we know of.
Wow.
Yikes. That's the show, everybody. Use the code Collider10 to get 10% off Heroes and Villains.
Yikes. It's Live10. Live10.
Exactly. Live10, please, guys. If you do want to buy some cool nerd merchandise, Live10, Live10. Ken is healthy and happy here. Just a little stressed
Ken's
out.
Ken's face was the best.
Can I publicly apologize to one of the members of the crew here right now?
Oh, what happened?
John Roke, I'd like to apologize for giving you bronchitis.
Oh, yeah.
That was you?
Thanks.
I had it for over 30 days.
You're the monkey from Outbreak.
And you can't, as a freelancer with your own health care, you can't miss a day of work.
Correct. Fair.
So I had to come here and do several shows hacking onto the mics, and that's probably what happened. I'd like to publicly apologize.
You pass it to Cody. Cody passed it to everybody in the office.
And that's why I have a weird throat thing now. Damn
now
it.
My girlfriend has walking pneumonia. Thanks,
Cody.
It's going around.
I'm the monkey.
You are the monkey in Outbreak, though. You are. But anyways, before we get into some nonsense, let's talk about some plugs here that we got. We actually have, Riley, we have a Michael C. Hall video that's up on the Collider channel for his band called Princess Goes to the Butterfly Museum.
Which is the greatest band name of all time.
Right? It's so weird. And then the song is called Ketamine. I watched it. It looks all creepy and cool. I love Dexter. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't remember, Michael C. Hall actually started doing Broadway, right? So he is a singer, so he sings well. He sang on 6 Feet Under. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. Did you guys get to see it?
Yeah, I really liked the video. And there's a great article on .com right now that Chitwood did, a very long interview on it. So if you guys are interested in that kind of stuff, check it out. It's
exactly.
Really cool.
And also on another crazy Collider video happening right now, which is our Anakin deepfake video.
Yeah.
Frank, our genius guru here at the office.
Fuck you, Frank,
for being so talented. He actually ended up deepfaking Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Into all the Hayden Christensen scenes. So it looks so weird to me, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, it looked really weird, but I love that kind of stuff.
It's so stupid,
I like the what ifs. We did that with Robert Downey Jr. swapping out for Tom Cruise and Iron Man, and now we did for – because as you knew, Ken, Anakin Skywalker – Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to do. Well, I think Lucas wanted him.
Yeah, he was offered. Yeah.
And he said no.
Been a, I find it funny that there's a generation of people like just learning that when we're like, yeah, no, yeah, that was a thing.
you didn't know that. I mean, there is a whole new generation younger than us.
No, I know, but believe me, like I was like in 1987, like, did you know Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings? Like,
age spots blowing up on my head.
It just continues to happen. I was talking to a friend. He's 28 recently. He's like, and he does a podcast with 20 and 21 year old. Uh-huh. He's like, I started to find I'm just not connecting to them, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. It happens.
That's
and
the game.
It's natural, yeah. and you can okay. That's why I hate okay boomer jokes and references and memes, because it's like you're gonna get there too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. All you young, cocky little bastards. Yeah. You're all gonna end up in the same.
I remember.
Boat.
So at the end of my radio career, I was a morning show host with my friend. I was 20, and my high school buddy was 20. We were doing the morning show, and I overheard a DJ who was about 42, 43, complaining to the program director in the lobby, not knowing I was listening, going, "But they're so young. I actually was there at Candlestick when the Beatles.
Oh my
Why
gosh.
Can't I?" And now here I am, 43, getting told I'm being replaced by every young person in the world.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yep.
Yeah. That's the circle.
My favorite, though, is when people think that there's like, oh, have you heard this song? Like, remember the Godzilla 90s soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
It had a Puff Daddy, I guess back in the day it was P. Diddy,
right. Yeah.
Doing a horrible sample of Led Zeppelin's Cashmere.
Yes.
And people were like, oh, have you heard the new Puff Daddy song? It's cool. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no, that is not a Puff Daddy song.
Which is why I wasn't angry or jumped on that Billie Eilish thing, which she doesn't know who Van Halen is. She's 17.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
She's busy making records and touring the world, and she doesn't know what. I mean,
and she's super talented. I've seen her live. Yeah. She's incredible.
Yeah, you've seen everyone live. It's like true. It's a legendary band without a doubt. And I always joke like, do you not know who Abe Lincoln is?
Right.
Did you have to be around in the 1860s to know who Abe Lincoln was? But that's just what it is.
I'd rather them admit they don't know than Miley Cyrus at 15 wearing an AC/DC shirt.
Sure,
you can't name two songs
that
they did. I would rather someone admit that they don't know a band than wear a band unironically and not be aware.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow for Hollywood Bowl, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and Liz Phair.
Let's go.
Wait, what?
But I'm buying tickets. But Liz Phair,
me and John Rocha
love Liz Phair and
have
conversations.
Too.
And they're like,
Exit from Guyville is like,
Garbage?
Exit from
Are you Guyville. Kidding me?
And people are like, Liz Phair, like the one who did that Why Can't I song? I'm like,
no.
You mean the woman who changed the music industry in 93 by busting through the door?
And never gets the credit.
And one of the few artists that me as a teenager, I was like, this album is for me.
Liz Phair, her music, especially White Chocolate Space Egg, which is her third album, taught me, and I'm not perfect. I don't understand women as a straight male.
We are very straight.
Yeah,
vaginas are scary.
No, dude, I'm with you.
But
I don't understand
her music, because you show up if you're a male in the mid '90s rock fan, you show up because she's sexy, she's singing sexy dirty lyrics, and she's on Rolling Stone in a slip, and you're like, yeah, it's a moth to the flame, which she sings about. And you get there, and you're like, oh wait, I'm learning about a female perspective.
Yeah.
I'm learning about a single mother struggling through a relationship
and
trying to date with a kid. Liz Phair taught me a lot about women, and that's why I value her music and who she is. She's got a book out, a memoir book.
She does.
That's amazing.
That we almost stole from your house.
We got to get her in so I can interview her. Come on.
I would love that.
You and I interview her.
January.
John, you can come in.
January, February,
sit in the corner
we're going to be starting. We have a lot of plans for next year.
Very
exciting plans. And one of those consists of not just doing film TV stuff. We're going to try to get musicians in here.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. Especially, how's it going there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you
trying to do Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder?
So what about Alanis Morissette? So she's one of them too. Are you a huge?
She's headlining.
She's headlining.
She was. Yeah. I liked some of her songs. I wasn't as into her as I was into Garbage and Liz Phair. Because Shirley Manson and Liz Phair to me are like they're like I just like I'm a horny woman and I love this and I love these guys and I just want to fuck and like that's what I related to. Alanis was more like why'd you leave me and I'm like she's a little whiny.
Yeah, Shirley.
Her music's great. I just didn't relate to her lyrics as much.
I don't think Alanis was why you leave me. Alanis says, you're going to leave me?
Yeah, I'm going to torch you to the ground.
Which I also didn't relate to, right?
Oh, okay,
because
fair.
For me, I'm like, I'll just find someone else by.
Yeah.
So.
No. Shirley Manson was, I mean.
Yeah, I love Shirley Manson.
It might not surprise you, but a feisty, sassy redhead is kind of
your thing.
Shirley Manson. Yeah. I was known around my radio station as being a Shirley Manson fan. But Alanis, I started radio the week Garbage dropped their first single.
Right.
And Alanis was queer.
Yes.
And the strangest of the strange. And Alanis was, I think 25 years later, you forget what she dead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, Jagged Little Pill, all of these people, all, mm-hmm. all of these bands, all of these mm-hmm. artists, like, changed the industry completely, yeah. including, I want to include Fiona Apple and Bjork in there.
Absolutely.
All of those people are.
Bjork was great.
Oh, yeah.
Tori Amos.
Yes.
Yeah. Tori Amos. Yes, right. I saw Garbage open for Tori and Alanis. That was one of my favorite concerts ever. Garbage opened, and then it was Alanis, and then Tori closed it out. And
So wait, are we going? Are we getting tickets tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got to swipe the credit card.
Girlfriend's in. My girlfriend's in. That's pissed.
Should we
real.
Get
and
like? Should we get
it,
like
so
10
going.
Seats?
Yeah,
just
let's.
Be, like,
yeah,
dumb nerds
I'm
about
in.
It?
I'm okay. in. I'm
great.
Down.
Sorry, I know you don't bring me on to talk 90s rock, but that's usually what I end up talking
about. Are you serious?
About.
Let's keep going.
90s do you, rock.
Do you even know us? Do you even know me, Ken?
I do know you.
Yeah, I literally played when I was a teenager. I had a crush on this guy, and I was like, I want you to hear a song, and I played Flower by Liz Phair for him.
Yeah.
He freaked the fuck out.
Did he go a shade of red, pale, and what?
Yep. He got super
young kids
embarrassed.
Look up the lyrics of the song Flower.
Yes.
Guys, I'm so proud of the chat right now. They're all throwing in like the support behind all this. Nice. Yeah. Mark Ballum, yes. Tori is fantastic. Tori Amos is my everything growing up in the 90s. That was like something happened about the red hair on a piano singing from her soul. And I was like, you're really great.
Well, I mean, and you can't even like Jill Sobule, Annie DeFranco. These
DeFranco,
are all part of the current that came around. Amy Mann. This is all
Sarah
the people Glock, that came around.
Tracy Bonham.
Magnolia,
Tracy Bonham, yes,
Meredith
of
Brooks. Kay Hanley of that one band that I just forgotten. Blake used to be in Throwing Muses. And she went on to Letters to Cleo. Thank you, Ken.
Yes. She's a massive person in politics. Kay Hanley.
Yeah, Kay Hanley.
She does a lot of.
I didn't know that.
She does a lot of charities, a lot of events, fundraisers, things of that nature. She's very involved in California in the politics.
Should we bring back Lilith Fair?
L7
is good. I'm friends with Precious.
Anybody mention Kate Bush?
Kate Bush
is more 80s. She started to fade out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But she brings the possibility of the 90s with what she did in the 80s, Kate Bush. I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Belly. No, there's a lot of good 90s music that you kids out there need to check out. And you are missing out. Billie Eilish is great, but there's a lot of cool stuff from back in the
hopping
day.
Hopping around and skipping and jumping in boxes with your Billie Eilish.
She's so good, though.
She is good.
She's great.
I have no problem.
She's very, very talented. Yeah. So before we continue talking about music, because I do love music, Alex, our very own Alex, has a plug for Street Food Cinema. Is that correct?
Yeah, my full-time job. We're doing
your full
Christmas series at Heritage Square Museum for all the LA folks. If you want to come to that, we're doing our favorite movies, your favorite holiday movies. We're doing Elf, Home Alone, et cetera, et cetera. You can check out the website in the description. If you use code Collider Live, you can get 50% off your whole order.
Nice.
That's awesome. Nice.
Favorite Christmas. Go out.
Oh yeah, sorry. We go from this Saturday until the Sunday after Christmas.
Nice.
Cool.
Boom.
I am down. I do love watching movies in public with people. What were you going to ask, Mark?
Favorite
Christmas movie? Favorite
Christmas movie that you have to play at least before the holiday.
I have two.
You have two?
Can you guess them?
Elf?
No.
Scrooged?
No, but it's great.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
That's a Halloween movie.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I see both arguments.
They're actually pretty weird. Gremlins.
Okay.
Gremlins. And Batman Returns, Cody's favorite.
I should have.
What about you guys? Shut up, Cody.
I don't intentionally watch a lot of Christmas movies, but I do like a lot of Christmas movies. Scrooge.
Yeah. Great movie.
I don't like Elf. Never caught me.
How dare you,
Ken? But it's not that I watched it once and went,
that was on my
TV. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, would say maybe.
Ooh, great one.
I don't get it. The Die Hard thing, that's done. It's done. Stop. Don't. Don't do that.
I completely agree.
Your co-host of the afternoons, Josh McCuga, somewhere, just perked to attention. What the hell? Was that a soundbite happening?
What was that, Cody?
What was that?
Sounded like my stomach.
Someone was grunting into the microphone.
Oh, that was not a soundbite.
Yeah, Alex.
Okay.
John, anyways, what about you?
Well, It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was on set when they made it.
Makes sense with your age.
I went to the premiere. and this is a weird one, but I always play Just for Christmas. It's become the last few years Just Friends. Ryan Reynolds one.
I've never seen that. Is that good?
It is a fantastically funny Christmas movie.
Okay.
Anna Faris steals the movie.
She's great.
She's so funny
in
that. Playing a Britney Spears type character.
Okay.
At the time when Britney was like huge and having her meltdowns,
yeah.
It is incredibly funny. Ryan Reynolds is hilarious in the film. And Amy Smart, you remember that Amy Smart, there was a time when Amy Smart could have been huge, yeah. Right? And so I go back and watch it all the time. The family humor is funny. Julie Hagerty from Airplane is in this thing as the mom. Mm. All of it from top to bottom. And Chris Klein, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Chris Klein, yeah.
Chris Klein? Right. He is such a massive douche in the film in a perfectly funny way that it throws away all the worries you'd had about him as an actor.
Okay.
So the film overall, incredibly funny.
Well, I guess I got to check it out, especially if Cody likes it too.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What about you, Mark?
I'm a Christmas Vacation Elf guy.
Of course.
Okay. They're my favorites. And then Scrooged as well. I would say that's my top three. And then we always do Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
As we get nearer. But yeah, we have a rotation that we always include. Scrooge, Christmas Vacation, Elf, Wonderful Life,
Scrooge
Gremlins.
So yeah.
Gremlins I love.
I mean, Gremlins has like the best Santa Claus story scene in any movie ever. Have you not seen it, Ken?
No, I haven't seen Gremlins.
You still haven't seen Gremlins?
None of them.
I finally saw Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I know you saw Ghostbusters.
What do you think about that?
Ghostbusters was fine for you.
Was it fine?
It was fine. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's all the references people have made for 30 years.
It's just spoiled for you, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, Aykroyd's my favorite SNL guy. Bill Murray's my favorite. Like, don't get me wrong.
But I was going to say. Yeah.
I didn't. It just was like, it was so long after that it just
because
it was like, that's great.
Do you feel like you're more of a music guy than the movie guy?
Yeah. Or? Oh, yeah. I don't. The movies I love.
Yeah.
I've cried in theaters. Mr. Holland's Opus. You know what I mean?
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Music related.
Mm-hmm.
I love movies. I was in film school in the late 90s. I saw everything that came out. When the Oscars came, I was like, all right, let's get our sheets, John. Make your Little Women starring Winona Ryder.
Pulp Fiction didn't win Best Picture?
That was me. And then I just I'm not interested in movies. I'm going to go see Knives Out tonight, but it took me 2 weeks to finally go see it.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm music before movies.
Okay. Well, Cody, Alex, you guys got any good Christmas movies you love?
Mine have already mentioned Just Friends and Elf. Yeah. Those are mine.
Alex?
I'm not really a Christmas movie guy. I like to watch movies around Christmas. Like
get out,
movies,
Alex.
So like,
are you not into Christmas like me in general?
I mean, I'm into it, but I just never really watch Christmas movies.
Maybe if it was like, it's Christmas, the 21st day of the year.
He hates Hamilton. Do you like musicals, Ken?
No, I don't like music.
But you like music, though.
You almost said despise.
But you like music. How does that make any sense?
I want to get some coffee today. Do you want
get some coffee from Colombia?
He wants some coffee. Can we get the man some coffee? Go fuck yourself.
But have you seen Book of Mormon?
No.
It's great.
I don't like
I think
musicals.
You would like it.
I don't. I get bored. And theater, it's not 1870. We don't need that as a form of entertainment anymore.
But as a music fan, you have to actually. Have to at least.
I'm a rock fan.
No, me too. Me too, obviously, as you know. However, you have to at least see how amazing Broadway singers are.
Because
doing that live is, I think, one of the hardest things to do other than opera and ballet.
There's super talent on Broadway. I'll wait till they show up and Die Hard as the villain. You know what I mean?
Good enough. Nice reference.
And I'm not taking – it's just one of those things. Like I get – my friend George McCann. You remember Georgie?
Georgie.
He gets so mad at me when I'm like, theater, it's not – 1875, and we all need to gather in the village to do some theater.
Yikes. So you're not going to go to Shakespeare play?
No, I studied Shakespeare. I was in theater. I did it all. What are you doing?
You just don't want to go do it or see it.
It's like Ken, what's your favorite podcast? I don't listen to podcasts.
I don't either.
It's like,
I don't either. I listen to music. I listen to Spotify. That's the only app that I really like
spending
money on.
And I'll play MLB The Show. That's what I do.
Yeah same.
Well, Tom Hanks is with you. Not a fan of musicals. I remember he appeared somewhere on one late night show. And I think it was around the time he was promoting That Thing You Do because they were saying it's kind of a musical.
Yeah.
And
great
movie. He's like, no, it's not. He was just like, it's not a musical. They're not breaking out in song in the middle. And he went into this whole thing, and I just love Tom Hanks.
But it's
Tom
a
Hanks
great music movie.
It's
right?
a great it's music a, movie.
Yeah, yes.
But they are not breaking the fourth wall to sing to you because that's what musicals are. They sing to you.
Right. So
Within the story, of course.
And look, I love the O'Neaters. However, I'm going to go see Cats because I just want to laugh at it. But, Cody, can we open up the phone lines for a little bit, please, before we get into our game?
Open them up, Alex.
You know what the weirdest thing is? Tom Hanks showing up in that Carly Rae Jepsen music video.
What are you talking about?
You ever seen Tom Hanks?
No.
He was in that Carly Rae Jepsen.
Call Me Maybe.
No, no, yeah, but she had a second song.
That's the only one.
And
I
Tom
know.
Hanks was in it?
So, yeah, something kind of like I Like that's You a, or I Think. Yeah,
that's a great wedding dance song, by the way.
Call Me Maybe?
Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah.
Ken.
Really like it. He is the main character in this music
video. Tom Hanks, America's uncle.
Are you getting married? Do you want to get married?
What the hell are you asking me?
This just turned left.
You got saved by the bell.
Dorina, what is
you are on Collider Live.
Dorina, what is wrong with you?
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Ask Ken if he's getting married.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, it's Maddie from Hell Central. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Maddie. What's up, Hell Central, that's where I was born. How's it going?
I wasn't I'm pretty good. I have a question. It wasn't be a musical question, but I just heard Ken, like, not liking musicals, so I'm kind of doubting it now.
Ask your question, Maddie. Don't let this David Harbour-like grumpy a-hole change your life.
It still fits.
All right. I'll ask everyone a question, including Alex and Cody in the booth, and I'll get the last one specific for you then. With all these musicals coming out, is there a specific musical that you really like but haven't seen, like, adapted to a movie? Like, for me, it would be Assassins. I would love to see that made.
It's a good musical to choose, brother.
Which and one was you, Ken, would you watch a Star Wars
Assassins.
Musical if they made one?
Oh, would I watch a Star Wars musical if they made one? I think I probably have to.
Yeah.
But look, I'll tell you what. There's one movie that's considered probably a musical, maybe even a dance movie, and I do like it. It's Moulin Rouge.
There you go.
Yes.
I'll get behind that.
Ha ha, John.
But why? That. It's based mostly in rock songs.
It's great, though.
What
it's
about
great.
Rock of Ages? That's a musical rock
it's
song.
Right.
No, thank you.
It's a bad interpretation, but the show is good.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Maddie. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Rock of Ages is... I'd rather just listen to the actual songs.
Right.
By the original bands, right? Like, yeah. I'm with Ken here. I think Moulin Rouge is one of my favorites, mostly because of visually it's incredible. I think the arrangements are cool. I never thought I would love a Roxanne version, like a tango version that was beautifully arranged and the dance scenes was crazy. I love that. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not sure if, the question was a movie musical that you would like to see.
Yeah.
So we already seen Phantom, and that was like okay.
Directed by Joel Schumacher, which I discovered.
but he did. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Who did Lost Boys?
Uh huh.
What are you thinking, Mark?
Well, Les Mis is my favorite musical of all time, and they did an okay version.
Right.
It was Russell Crowe that kind of blew it for me. But
Put it down though, Brad.
Yeah. But Miss Saigon, I think. Could work very well as a movie musical because that's another musical I just love. It's fantastic. I mean, same, I think Cameron McIntosh, who did Les Mis, also did Miss Saigon.
Alex, do you have one since you're our musical guru?
Cody's got one.
Oh. Orlando. Yes.
Yeah, Book of Mormon.
You would like it, Ken. I mean, you like South Park stuff, right? You like Team America?
I haven't watched them since like 1998. But okay.
Team America is technically a musical.
South America, South Park is a musical.
South Park is a musical.
Yeah, South Park. I get it.
You're just not going to go see it. I get it.
Not going to watch it again.
Like, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it too.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I like Team. Like, if you ask me what are my political stances is, it's Alec Baldwin's speech at the end of Team America. But like,
I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
Alex is chomping at the bit. Go, Alex.
Oh no, I was gonna say my choice would be Company.
Company.
Yes, that's my choice as well, Alex. Yeah. That's the best Sondheim musical this side of Into the Woods.
Have you seen you've seen Marriage Story, right?
Marriage Story. Yeah,
So I saw those songs. Q&A with Noah Baumbach after seeing it one of the two times I saw it, and he said that. Adam Driver and him wanted to do a Company musical, and since they couldn't do that, they just threw what they did in Marriage Story in there.
Interesting.
Do you like the Raul Esparza version or the Dean Jones version?
I've only seen the Raul Esparza,
or
heard it at least.
Okay.
I was in the pit for production of it for at school.
Okay, if you have a record player, I will let you borrow my Company double album. And you can listen to it and see what you think.
Ooh, I would love that.
Okay.
I mean, I would have to go with, it's funny. I get what Ken is saying. I'm not a fan of the old school musicals where people are singing like, let me get you that coffee. But the newer musicals that I've gotten to see at the Pantages, because my husband loves musicals and we get season passes because he's a dork. Waitress, I thought was amazing. And I know it's based on a movie, but the music is so good that I would love to see. Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so that's that's a great one that actually made me cry. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised by that.
I'm a Gene Kelly song and dance man, so I love musicals from the beginning to the end. So yeah. I'm opposite Ken in that way. I love watching them. I hope they're good. I've been disappointed with some of the most recent ones. Like Rent was not that good. Into the Woods.
And I love Rent.
They were 10 years too late to do that movie, acting wise. Into the Woods, I didn't think was a good version as well. But when they get it right, it's fun. Like Greatest Showman. It's fun to go and see it over and over and over again.
That's funny. That's cute that you think that. Okay. But anyways. But you know what?
My
you
mom would enjoy that conversation with you because she always texts me, did you watch The Greatest Showman yet?
I'm sorry. I can't.
I apologize. Yeah.
And I grew up with musicals. My mother would take me to every musical. I've seen Cats at least 5 times on stage.
They didn't meet
Which
you
is
guys.
Okay. Really.
And it's fine. Yeah. You know, if you really want a batshit crazy Andrew Lloyd Webber, give me Starlight Express.
Right?
Yes.
That's trains?
Yes.
Singing.
Yeah. Agreed.
They're fucking trains. Yeah. And they sing.
That's where Disney or Pixar got the Cars idea.
Do you know Starlight Express?
No, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Matthew Dominguez from San Antonio.
What was your name?
Matthew. How y'all doing, guys?
Oh, how's it going? What do you got for us today?
Good. I'm good. I just want to know, what food? I love it when y'all talk about food. What food do y'all eat for holidays?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the question.
Like Christmas vacation, they're right in front of the turkey.
Yeah.
Are you high? We do that for Thanksgiving.
Are you, Dominguez, are you high right now? Don't lie to me. Are you high right now, Dominguez?
What do y'all do?
Are you laying on the couch high as hell listening to Collider Live in San Antonio?
Oh, you know it, guys.
Yes. Called it, bro.
Good man.
Called it, bro.
420.
If you get the clearing of the throat before they answer or talk, they're high. I was wondering, what food do you guys like?
Good for you. It means you're a peaceful guy. Thank you for the question.
Thanks,
so what are you guys thinking? I mean, food is
for
a good
holiday
topic.
Foods?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about the best Christmas I ever had.
Ken perked up.
Kick the fire.
About 5 years ago, still a director of security, hadn't left to go to Screen Junkies yet, and Christmas Day was my only day off for the holiday season. So I woke up that day. I told all family members, I'm not going to go see you. I put in Red Dead Redemption, the first one.
Nice.
Went to Carl's Jr., which, God bless it, it's still open. Got a double Western cheeseburger, large fries, and a large Diet Coke. And
bacon.
Went back and ate that by myself and played video games for 6 hours. That is the Christmas I want every year.
That sounds like a wonderful Christmas.
Mark Ellis and Josh McCuga occasionally text me and go, that is the best thing we ever heard.
Yeah. Are you in town? Can we do that, if it's not Christmas?
I'm not in town.
Damn it. Where are you going? Can you say?
Arizona.
Okay, John, Mark, Cody, Alex.
I always love a good In-N-Out burger during the holidays. It's just my kind of thing. But I like the traditional meal.
Is a traditional American Christmas meal?
Well, for me, it's turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and the mac and cheese.
So it's like Thanksgiving.
You move your Thanksgiving up to Christmas?
No, I have two Thanksgivings. I like Thanksgiving.
I like the food. Yeah,
the food. Give me the food.
Christmas ham? You don't put that in?
I don't like ham for any meal.
That's fair.
I'm not a ham. I like ham in Swiss sandwiches, but my grandmother would always put the ham out, and I was always like, son of a bitch. I'm not a big ham guy.
The glazed hams are
delicious. If there is a honey-baked ham, the glazed, I will actually prefer to take that and make a sandwich out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't want it just by itself.
Okay.
So John, for me, when I'm home, right, the best one was till my mom got a little older and tired and she couldn't. Mm-hmm. We used to do chicharrón. We'd have the chicharrón with the maíz, which is the corn that's white and it's large. Mm-hmm. And one of the Bolivian restaurants would stay open in D.C. on Christmas Day because that was the tradition. And you got the salteñas.
Mm-hmm.
The salteñas were fantastic. Look that up if you have never seen salteñas. And my mom would make bread at the house. So you'd have like these panuelos of bread that would be – so. To me, that was the best Christmas food I've ever had, and it's like I'm nostalgic for it.
So, yeah. Well, my personal favorite present to open on Christmas is tamales.
Oh,
tamales.
That is the best Christmas food. Yeah. I'm sorry, there's nothing better. That I do not care for Christmas, but tamales is the most delicious thing ever.
Our tamales
It's actually tamales.
Tamales.
It's tamales.
Because I love tamales. Yeah. Does it have any kind of tradition, holiday tradition?
It's Christmas.
South of the border? It is.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Christmas thing.
I do remember always, like, at the when I worked with a bunch of people, like, one guy, like, Oscar would bring in, like, my wife made tamales. I mean, like, this every year this happens. It's great. So it is. Didn't know. It
there's
is kind
nothing.
Of a,
it's just so good. And then, yeah, it's definitely a Christmas thing where, like, every abuelita makes, okay. like, mm-hmm. dozens and dozens.
That's grandma.
And it's, oh, yeah. Good job, Ken.
Dorina,
yeah.
you're going to have to stop by my place after Christmas then because Julie's mom makes a hell of a tamale.
Yes,
and
I
she
will.
Brings a bunch.
Fuck yeah.
And so
yeah,
and they are absolutely like, they
have
are
no,
the best.
I have no grandparents left. Both my grandmothers are dead, so I don't get tamales
sorry.
Anymore. So
I'm
would
sorry.
Love that.
So I will give you some.
Cody, Alex, food. Christmas food.
Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah.
Always had classic Filipino food, mm-hmm. some pancit, some chicken adobo,
nice.
Some
longanisa,
some honey baked ham.
Look at that's you.
Good.
Okay. Well, we got time for one more call, and then we're going to go into our game. You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dylan from Vancouver, Canada. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Dylan. How's it going?
You know what? Pretty good. Just at work, and it's super rainy, so I wish it was, like, better outside. But other than that, it's going pretty good. I'm kind of really nervous right now, just to be honest. But,
yeah.
It's okay. We're all
welcome,
nervous
welcome.
All the time. You're mm-hmm. fine. What do you have a question for us?
Yeah, totally. So I'm a huge fan of horror movies, but I'm, like, a newer, like, fan. Like, I've gone into them recently in the past couple years. And I really like movies like Hereditary and It Comes at Night and the movies that, like, are fucking scary but, like, tell human stories and stuff.
Mm.
So I feel like I've missed a bunch in the past. So I wanted to see, since you guys are horror fans, like, what you would recommend if I've missed any.
Great question. Yeah. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Thank you for the call. That's a Mark Riley and Dorina question. Very happy.
I love it.
What's your first...
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your first instinct, Mark?
I mean, I always go to the classics for me that got me into it. So Halloween 1978, The Exorcist, Poltergeist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Those are my favorites.
Classics.
The classics. And the newer ones, Hereditary, you mentioned, which I love. The Witch.
Right.
I love The Witch.
Robert Eggers, yeah.
Robert Eggers. What else? I'm trying to think.
For me,
top
it's
of
interesting.
My head.
I mean, I feel like if you go to a best horror movies list, you mm-hmm. can find all these classics. But
yep.
I feel like I was trying to think when we were going through our best movies of the decades list,
mm-hmm.
and I found myself thinking about, like, what about, like, the Fright Night remake and, like, Cabin mm-hmm. in the Woods? There's all these movies that I feel like people don't talk about that are a little bit newer. Like, I think the Cabin in the Woods is one of the best horror movies we've gotten in years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cabin in the Woods
and
is
it's
fantastic.
So underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, you know, Sam Raimi's return back in the day to Drag Me to Hell.
Drag Me to
I
Hell.
I think that's a movie that nobody can say is bad because it's got amazing horror elements, it's got great scares, it's got great comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So those are kind of the ones that I go for. Same for other underrated films, like my favorite Halloween movie, Trick or Treat.
Mm-hmm.
I love
God,
that movie
I love Trick
so
or Treat.
Much.
You know what we watched last night by Doherty, who directed Trick or Treat?
Yeah.
Krampus.
Oh, yeah.
Not that bad.
Not bad.
It has a bad rap.
Right.
I really like it's a Christmas horror movie, and it's batshit crazy. So I like that one.
And I do love Krampus. When I discovered Krampus existed, I'm like, oh, this is my type of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Cody, Alex, John, Ken, you guys got anything?
I don't watch any horror movies. I've seen Cabin in the Woods. It was pitched to me as a comedy, and that was a trick, but I liked it. It's funny, though.
It's good.
It's got some moments,
yeah. No, it's good. And then what's the Halloween A New Hope? Is that the one from 77?
Halloween A New Hope?
Yeah. It's actually Halloween Strikes Back.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I did see that recently, and I get it, you know. I get well, it was
Return
good.
Return of Myers.
Yeah.
The Rise of Myers.
I don't like being scared.
I know. You don't like – that's why you don't even like going to, like, horror nights or – well, you – what's it called? The Haunted Hayride.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
But
that wasn't the scariest
that
thing.
That
was
for
the,
Grace. You did that for Grace.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. She loves horror stuff. The scariest thing was the outhouses that we had to use there.
Mm-hmm. Those were scary,
that
huh?
Was
oh, God.
Scary.
They're awful. Quite,
I came out of one. Grace was waiting to go in. I went, nope. I'm not going to let you.
Yeah.
You're not bringing
it.
That to our house.
Need a tetanus shot after you use that. Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to say? Session 9 is fantastic. People don't talk about Session 9. That's
Session
a great
9.
Horror. The Shining still, I think, Shining. Still is a fantastic
The Shining's
horror.
My favorite horror movie of all time.
Yeah. I mean, that's one you – how you not put mm-hmm. that one on the list? I think recently Ready or Not this year is a fantastic horror film.
Yep. It's really great.
Crawl is great as a horror.
Love Crawl.
Midsommar.
Love Crawl.
Jaws I would throw in. That's a horror
Jaws?
Film, for God's sakes.
Yes. Agreed. So as much as I would like to continue talking about horror, we're actually going to play a little game that Riley and I are very excited about. We're going to guess the film score game. Cody, Alex, I'm assuming you are there to help us. Alex maybe can play along or not. Is Cody gone? Is he still in the booth? What's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, he's Cody's there.
Oh, okay.
We wouldn't have a show if Cody wasn't in the booth.
It did sound like there was a murder that just
happened.
Yeah, I wonder. So what were you guys doing back there? Did you have a cutaway?
He just said hi.
Yeah.
Oh. It just was in the distance. It sounded like a moan.
He is far away from the mic. Do it again, Alex.
Hello, Alex. Okay, well, please, Cody, let us know when this game is ready.
Yeah. It's ready, Darina.
It's ready. Okay,
so Mark, how are we going to play this?
Well, we'll go around the horn, of course. Your buzzer is your name. If you hear it and you know it, you say your name, not what it is. Say your name so we know, and then say it, and we'll play first to five.
Wow.
Should we just do it that way? We got some time here.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's going to be a little harder than the TV themes. Mm-hmm.
It might
be. Yeah.
It might not be.
We'll see.
I killed the TV theme one. This one, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. So,
how are you feeling, Ken?
I could either be really good or real bad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Such is life.
So, that's kind of like life.
It's kind of like life. So first one to five. Everybody, you can play along. And why don't we just start it up?
Here we go.
Everybody. No, that's the wrong one. Shit.
Riley.
Sorry about that. All right, I'm ready.
Just
ready.
Putting us in good mood.
Here we go.
Darina. That is Edward Scissorhands.
That is correct.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Good. Specifically, the ice dance.
Yikes.
Okay, only 1 point.
Right? We're going to get that.
Oh, my God.
Get ahead of yourself.
Darina's probably going to crush us.
Next one.
John. The Godfather?
No.
Ah.
I don't know if I know this.
I'll skip ahead a little bit.
Oh, I know this.
I know this.
Ken. Far and Away.
No.
I guess that for everyone.
Damn. I know this.
We can't guess once
we've
guessed.
Yeah, I think you're out. Once you're out, you're out, okay. Right?
No, I know this. Damn it.
It's a great movie.
It is.
I don't know. I'm blanking.
I'm totally blanking, but it's on the tip of my tongue. No.
Jeez, you're not going to be mean about it.
Five. Four.
It's cool.
I'm blanking
completely. Copyright
three.
Or anything.
Okay, yeah. All right, I don't know. We give
what
up.
What is it?
It was Castaway.
Oh, who wrote that? Can you see who wrote it?
Castaway
or no?
Was Zemeckis, so it must be Silvestri.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well,
that
got
sounds
us there.
Like Silvestri.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably Silvestri.
Okay, right, next.
Riley. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, shit.
You need a name, not a.
He's out.
Oh, shit, it's not a movie, really.
He's out.
Yeah, I can't get it in time.
Right.
You're up.
Oh, Darina. Is this Last of the Mohicans?
It is not.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Damn it.
Keep playing. You're up.
Little familiar vibes to that.
Yeah, but it's that, yeah. Fuck. This is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Ken.
Okay. Oh.
Battle Los Angeles.
No.
Great guess, though.
I'm the last
isn't
one
this,
left.
Isn't this Hans?
I'm the last
I know
one.
It's... Yeah, I finally
Hans,
got it in my head.
It?
It's Hans Zimmer. Can
is
I say it? Even though I won't get a point.
Loco.
Gladiator.
Oh.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Was it Gladiator?
It was.
Yeah, good job.
I was just going to say it, yeah.
I trust John was going to answer it.
Yeah, I do.
Apparently the score whores don't need to pay attention. We
no,
just,
you get the point then.
All right, then.
So let's go.
Good job, John.
Thank you.
Okay,
all
right.
That's
next.
All I really want. In life.
Darina.
Ugh.
Toy Story.
That is correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Never seen.
All right. Let me
try. Not surprising, Ken.
Never seen Toy Story. I'm good at the game of California Adventure, though.
That's an interesting one.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Boys are.
Well, I always... Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Roca. Braveheart.
No. Good confidence, though.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I'll skip ahead here.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
Darina. I think I'm wrong. Was it Harry Potter?
No.
Damn it.
Ken. A League of Their Own. This used to be our playground by Madonna.
I would just like to guess one last time once we lock this.
I think
this.
I know what it is, but...
I'm just waiting for the hook.
I want to guess this after it's locked. I won't get the point, but I'll guess
it. I don't know. I give up.
You're trying to think.
If Riley gives up, I want to guess it.
Five.
And the video's demonetized.
Okay. I think we give up. Right, what is it,
The Last Samurai?
No, it was The Green Mile.
Damn.
Oh.
Green Mile.
Okay. God, these are hard.
Stand by. They are hard.
YouTube That's what playlist, she said. You know, it's going to take a second.
Yep. Hold on.
Yeah. Sing it. Sing it, Alex.
Yeah. Maybe play some Liz Fair for Ken.
Riley, Spider-Man.
There you go.
Damn!
Good job, Mark.
Boom. Nice, Mark.
Wow.
I know, right?
Here's the thing. Every score, including the ones I love, like Last Mohican and Unlawful Entry, all start the same way.
It's like a single violin.
Yeah. And you're like,
I heard
Spider-Man
it.
2!
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's it. No, I'm just kidding.
Tarina, is this Lawrence of Arabia?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out.
What the hell?
Damn, girl.
Exactly. It's the one thing I'm good at.
Damn.
Yeah, correct.
I've heard
respect.
About it,
Alex, what's the score?
Rocco with one, Tarina with three, Riley with one, and Ken with zero.
Nice.
Aww. All right, here's the next one.
Tarina killing this thing.
Riley. Tarina.
I heard Riley. Batman.
Good job. Yeah.
Batman Returns?
Fuck you, Cody.
It was Batman Returns.
Oh!
I got it. Does he not get
he
said
got
Batman
it.
First.
He I said Batman and then Batman Returns.
It was very clear as Batman Returns. Right.
Please, Cody, obviously. Give him the point.
Yeah, I'm giving him the
you
point.
Give
all right. Right.
Let's go with this one. Stand by.
What's the score? 2-2-1?
2-3-1.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Lawrence of Arabia.
This one's a little quiet, sorry.
Ken, Men in Black.
No.
That's a good guess.
I thought you were right.
You were trying.
I have no idea. Darina, is it X-Men?
Nope.
Damn it.
Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. I know this.
I'm zooming in on one of you guys.
John, Rocha, Armageddon?
No.
Damn it!
I was zooming in on you, John.
Riley, Independence Day?
No.
Damn it.
Is that it?
What is it?
It's Transformers.
Oh! Oh!
That's why I didn't know it, because I blocked it out of my mind.
Oh, that's why.
Damn it! It does sound like Armageddon, though.
Okay, next, please.
Hey, hold on. I got to load up the video.
It's not like you have all of the things to do, Cody. Oh, shit.
Oh,
that little trumpet cue.
I hate myself right now. I mean, I hate myself all the time.
You want to talk about it?
Damn it.
I don't know.
I know. I don't either.
Let's skip ahead a couple.
Skip ahead.
Ooh. Ken. The Phantom.
Nope.
Good guess, though. Darina. Is this a Rocketeer?
Nope.
Damn it.
Manny in the chat got it.
Oh.
Don't look at the chat, though.
No, I'm not going to look.
I don't know what this is.
I'm
going to go Riley. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
Star Trek 2009?
No, it was Willow.
Willow!
Oh, that's what it is.
Yikes.
Fuck.
Damn.
That's good. That's good.
Mm. That's a
well
good
done,
one.
Manny.
You are good.
All right. Stand by.
What is it? 3-3?
2-3-1.
Rita, 3. Riley, 2. Rocco, 1.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ken's participating. All right, here we go.
Ken's participating.
Like a...
Darina!
Oh, man.
That's Monsters, Inc.
That is correct.
Yeah. Damn. Look, you're in the Pixar.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I wish I had that skill, man. Yeah. Jeez.
It's a good skill.
You can't have every skill.
That's true. It's true.
Especially if you don't walk into a sex store.
Riley.
Iron Man.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Well done. Well done.
Good God.
Mm. Okay. Thanks. Let's go with this one. Let's see. Let's
Rama Jawadi,
this is
why
this is not a good slice for me.
Mmm.
Darina.
Oh, shit.
Da-da-da-da-da. Shit.
Yep.
I blanked.
You're out.
Is it Mulan?
Nope.
Damn it. No, I know what it is. Oh, I'm so dumb.
Oh, God.
Why do I know this
great song.
I know.
It is.
I'm disappointed.
Can, let me know when I can guess again.
Ken. The Hobbit, there and back
nope.
again.
No, but close. Do, do, do.
This Cat is got it. Jay Scott for real got it first.
Come
I don't
on,
know.
John,
guys.
Lord of the Rings.
Can I guess again?
Riley, have you done it yet?
No, I haven't because I can't pull it.
Mm. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's Shrek.
It is Shrek.
Yeah. Shrek.
Yeah. I fucked up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Wow.
All right,
I spoke too soon.
Here.
Jeez,
what do we got? 4-3-1
What's the score?
4-3-1
Thanks, Alex.
Y'all get that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got
right,
it.
Here we go.
Hmm.
Fast forward here.
Darina. I'm going to guess it's
nope.
Men in Black.
No, wait. No, that's right. Good job.
Oh! Oh wow. Yeah.
Is that it?
Darina wins.
Boom.
Mm. You son of a bitch.
I am.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Nice. Damn.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's harder than I thought it would be. Because I was
is.
Like, I'm going in. I know scores and stuff. And then you're like, well,
but
damn
you know
it.
What?
It's
most
hard
of
to
us...
like catch it in your mind, like in the movie, like like Shrek. I'm like, I've heard this. I've heard this.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard this.
Especially in the especially the beginning mm-hmm. notes. Like Ken said, a lot of them sound the same. And mm-hmm. also, we're used to listening to the really major movie things,
yeah,
right? Like
right.
You, like we would guess Star Wars and Superman and all that shit immediately.
Right, right,
but no,
yeah.
that was hard, but good.
It's very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Every score sounds two shades away from Titanic to me. So.
I mean, James Horner is pretty great.
But James Horner,
and they also
did Glory, one of my fast soundtrack. I would probably guess. Love Glory, but so that's why I'm always like.
Yeah.
It's
tight, so
no,
good.
Definitely not.
But they also copy themselves, right? Like a lot of stuff that James Horner did or John Williams, like they all sound like themselves.
James Horner has a lot of that. Like it appears in a lot of his.
Or Zimmer.
Rest in peace, James
scores.
Horner.
I know.
Or Zimmer with the.
Or the Inception horn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was fun. Let's open up the phone calls for the last 15 minutes here, please, Cody. That was way harder than the TV theme song game.
Yeah, that was real hard.
When you come back, we'll play that game because that was.
I'd probably be better at that one.
I want in on that.
Probably guess 18 for everything, but
yeah,
it was
fun. Yeah,
was that,
that
your
was
favorite?
Really fun. That's
no, I did. I liked Airwolf.
Airwolf,
oh, that's
yeah.
a good
Airwolf
one.
Was good.
Wait, like the actual was that your favorite show or theme a, song?
Oh, show as a kid, theme song. Oh, come on, Gilligan's Island.
Oh, that's
Gilligan's
a good
Island.
One.
Gilligan's
yeah.
Island. That
Knight
was my
Rider
show. I used to watch like
favorites.
Four episodes of Gilligan's Island every day.
You seem like a Gilligan.
I love Gilligan's Island.
SWAT was my the theme from SWAT was my favorite.
SWAT,
good show.
SWAT's a great theme. That theme was badass.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Pretty great. MacGyver. Magnum PI. So many great ones.
Those are good.
Cody, please let us know when somebody is on the line. Maybe with a meow or
play the SWAT theme, Cody, if you can find it. 70s SWAT theme.
Yeah, it's not like he's not doing anything right now, John.
Did you watch Emergency?
Wait for a call.
Did you watch Emergency as well?
Yes.
The paramedics.
Yes.
Lauren Green was the fire captain. It's a great show.
That was
I used,
a good
have,
show.
I used to have an emergency helmet.
Oh, you are on Collider Live. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
This is Matt Link from Koreatown.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
It's our meme guy. How you doing?
Nice.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Matt, weren't you in the chat? Aren't you with me? Ham. Yes. Not on the holidays, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Matt, that is correct.
See? And confirmed.
What's your question for us today, Matt?
You guys brought up Mortal Kombat, and it had me thinking, what is a video game that you would want to be put into a movie that you've always wanted to see? Like, for me personally, I've always wanted to see, like, a Metroid movie or a Legend of Zelda movie. Although
yeah.
I don't know how they do it since Link doesn't talk, but still, I'd like to see it since we get to see things we want now these days.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Matt. What are you guys thinking?
The Last of Us.
I think that'd be a great movie. Mm. It's because it's a fantastic story for a video game. So I think it would. Your story's there, right. So you can make a great video game to movie adaptation.
Hmm. John, Ken?
Don't all agree with me at once.
I mean,
you guys are all,
You're like, oh, sure, that's fine. Yeah. Good for you.
I thought I would get a
you.
Little bit more from The Last of Us, sure, but sure. I guess not.
Well, if you recall, Mark, when we were on Mailbag together, we had this exact same question.
We sure
and that
did.
Was my answer.
That was your answer.
So you just stole my answer, Mark.
I did. I really stole yours, Cody.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who's ever said that The Last of Us should be a movie.
That's right. You were the one that coined it, trademarked it, and I stole it from you. So sorry about that, my friend.
Well, personal Red Dead Redemption.
I was going to say, Red Dead Redemption 2 was my favorite movie of 2018.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
It is pretty great.
I finally bought it.
I mean, I'm going to go classic. I love that Matt said Zelda because I used to watch the 90s cartoon, which was like, okay, just because it was a cartoon, you know?
Yeah.
But
but
I would love that. Also, I would really love to see a good Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
I think they could do it.
I think that's coming.
I'd like a documentary on me managing my MLB The Show franchise.
Yeah.
Just
an
old guy yelling at the screen, why does he want that much money?
No.
My favorite is when you go off on the riffs of you playing MLB into the season and the trades and everything.
Do you ever Twitch and play video games?
Yeah, I have a Twitch stream, twitch.tv/KenApps.
Oh, mm-hmm. I need to check that out.
Mostly it's Battlefront 2. I do. I used to do about 3 or 4 times a week, now about once a week because of schedule. But yeah,
I would watch you. I like playing video games more than watching people, but you would be fun. Maybe I'll check it out.
Thank you.
Maybe. You know, we'll see. I'll think about it. Yeah.
Do you make money off the Twitch stuff?
You are on Collider Live. Okay. What's your name, where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, how's it going?
Ohio. Canal Fulton, Ohio's got a place in there that's got one of the best chocolate sweet shops in America.
Nice.
I do like sweets.
I didn't know that.
Sounds good. I might have to try it out.
Yeah.
I had a question or two.
Go for it.
I wanted to know what Ken Apsai thought about Radiohead. I think they're better than the Beatles.
Ooh,
what the
yeah.
Radiohead?
Get into it.
I am not a Radiohead fan. I'm also not a Pink Floyd fan. And that doesn't mean they're not great. The Bends is at a great album. But I like the Bends because like High and Dry and Fake Plastic Trees were more of their radio-friendly single stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like – I am a 3.5 minutes, 3 chords in the truth kind of radio single guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I really respect Tom York, Radiohead. They're ahead of not just how to make music but how to sell music.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't – gravitate to 7-minute moody songs. Again, like I said, I'm not a huge Pink Floyd fan.
Mm.
Recognize their greatness. Not a huge Led Zeppelin fan. Recognize their greatness.
Whoa.
Yeah, I am an Oasis fan. I am a Semisonic fan.
Okay.
I'm a singer-songwriter fan. Like
you're a melodic guy.
Yes.
You like melodies. I like song
structure.
And that's
why the Beatles are my all-time favorite band because of just give me and U2's right behind them.
Right.
Ryan Adams before we got into some trouble.
Yeah.
And Liz Phair, I like give me 3.5 minutes, give me your truth, give me a hook, and I'm out.
I mean, I am music is my passion, as you know. Mm. That's why I can talk about music forever. We should have our own music podcast, but I don't want to do another podcast.
Get
somebody else here to do it.
I was on Jay Williams' music Sight and Sound podcast.
I talked to, and
he even after I hung up, he's like, I've never heard you that passionate about things. I know I've been forced to talk about movies for 5 years.
Exactly. No, but here's the thing. I, as somebody that also loves the Beatles, you know, my mom is the biggest Beatles fan other than Ken.
And John. Mance.
I don't have
but
to say
Beatles, yeah.
I actually did Radiohead was my that was for me
your
my
jam.
Sgt. Pepper's. Like OK Computer when it came out in the 90s was the album that I just probably broke, right? I listened to it so much. I was obsessed with it. And
I think we broke her.
Yeah. And I think that Radiohead, like, good job.
It's the movie The Crow.
Pay attention. I'm teaching about music.
Pay attention, man.
When people say that Radiohead is better than the Beatles, people get pissed off. I don't get pissed off anymore because Radiohead, to me, is the modern Beatles in the sense that they have revolutionized their own music and they have actually transformed as a band and they keep doing it. And also, Tom York and Johnny Greenwood, to me, are the Lennon and McCartney of our time. Like, they both, Johnny Greenwood, not just in film scores, but Tom York in how he has revolutionized experimental EDM. Mm-hmm. I just got to see him this year in the pit, thanks to an amazing Collider Live fan. I think they're both geniuses. I think that they have revolutionized music, and every single one of their albums is good, and it's very different. Similar to like the Beatles making that change from that transition from the early stuff to Rubber Soul and Revolver, mm-hmm. and later on Abbey Road. Like I personally think that they're in the same field now.
It's a baton thing, and John will back me up. Like I to say anything's better than the Beatles is fine, somewhat subjective, but also people, you can't overlook what the Beatles did to how music is presented. They're the first band to put lyrics on an album.
Right.
John Lennon is credited as the skill of, like, it's like flanging when you take a thing and you squish the reel. He's credited as like the creator of that stuff, like Sir George Martin, all these things, and like they took it from skiffle music to this, and then other bands come along. That's what passing the baton and generations behind you, and then they take it to the next.
But also, George Martin is technically, to me, the fifth Beatle, because if it wasn't
Murray the Cat.
But if it wasn't for his production value, those songs would not be the same.
Absolutely.
Him adding the benefit of Mr. Kite, the weird shit that they do orchestrally, and then and where they like actually took the tape and then cut it into pieces and threw it and then retape it.
Well,
like, that's insane. That kind of all that stuff, that was him.
It wasn't – well, it wasn't just him. What he did was allow them to do those kinds, allow them to experience. That's really what the big thing was.
But he brought the strings to yesterday, though.
Course,
he brought all of those orchestral arrangements.
He brought a lot of stuff, but he also allowed these guys to experiment and play within in the studio with all kinds of different noises, different sounds. It was McCartney who was running things backwards. It was Lennon who was, like, picking things out. They're bringing in, like, pipes, lead pipes and mattresses and all crazy things into the studio to try to make noises, to try to be different. And George was not like arrogant or insecure enough to be okay to let them do whatever they wanted to do. And that's really his gift overall as a fifth Beatle. And I agree with you.
That he was a true collaborator, right?
I think Radiohead has more to do with the Police than they do with the Beatles, in my opinion.
Oh.
When you look at how Stuart Copeland's branched off and done his own scores, when you look at what Sting has done, to me, and the lyrics that Sting writes, I mean, I think, and the way he's done, I think that's more akin, but I respect what he said, but I obviously I don't think anyone's better than the Beatles, but I think they have more in common with the Police than they do with the Beatles, in my opinion. Radio.
I mean, I don't think anybody's better. I just appreciate all of these bands in general. I think that they, in their own generations, they have revolutionized music.
Absolutely.
And they're both groundbreaking bands.
Yes. Yeah, again, it's a thing that keeps moving, and you're going to listen to a Beatles song from 62 and be like, well, I mean, that doesn't say, because it's of its time. You can be only so far ahead. Star Wars A New Hope was of its time. Because look at the hairstyles. Look at the way, you know, there's only one female character. Like, it's of its time. Yes. It just is also ahead of its time. And that you can never escape that.
Of course. Okay. And yet, let's, I guess we have time for one more call, Cody.
Uno más.
Bueno, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Chris. I'm from Walnut, California.
Hey, Chris.
How's
it going? What do you got for us today?
I had a question. So I love what you guys are doing with the show. It's really become one of my favorite things in the morning. But no spoilers for the live event. I was there. This is my second live event, and it was awesome. Me and my girlfriend, we came there a little later when it started, and I don't usually get that starstruck, but I saw the supposed, the secret manager. And me and my girlfriend happened to be seating next to him and the Crusher. And I was so starstruck to the point where I just didn't acknowledge them. And I was like, kind of like, I don't want to bother them at all. And I was wondering, would it be, like, how would you guys feel if, you know, if I were to say hi, you know, like, I just felt really bad for not acknowledging them, even though, like, I'm a massive fan. I just didn't want to bother them at the band and all that stuff.
Well, always say hi. If you're asking, like, what you should do if you see, like, the secret manager and who I believe is the coolest guy, so I would say hi. And so somebody hit me up on Twitter and said they sat next to me during Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and didn't want to bother me for some reason. And I was like, dude,
just say hi. I'm just watching a dinosaur movie with you. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's also different if you just say, you know, shake someone's hand and introduce yourself and say hi, as opposed to like if you know try to have a 30-minute conversation with them.
Right.
So yeah, if you just say hi, I think that's great.
Well, I think saying hi is it's part of what we're here for, not the adulation, but the connection.
When we go to these events,
it's quite frankly work, but it's we get there and we connect with the people and you are all out in front of your keyboards and finally getting to talk to us, and it means a lot to us. What Dorina said, there's some truth to, I always tell the story in Orlando 2017. I was in the bathroom dealing with some con pizza, and someone was like waiting for me outside of the stall. Like, at least they gave me the moment, but it's like, maybe back out a little bit give me, I am a human being. Who
Were they knocking at your stall door?
No. And it's fine. So I think there's a fun line. But same with us. It's silly. And I think John and Mark and Adrena would agree. Like, we're just people. And I generally don't get starstruck too much, you know. And I've been around, like, Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, and I've done executive production for some of those people and everything. They're just like – they're folks. But they're those people that you run into. Like if Liz Phair walked in here now, jokes aside, I'd just be like I was around the musician E of the band Eels.
Right.
And he was friends – like my friend was like, do you want to meet Mark? And I was like, no, I've cried to his music. I can't meet him.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I can't break that bond. I can't break that wall.
I respect that.
I cried to John and was scared to talk to the outlaw in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, everybody's scared to talk to the outlaw before an event.
Before an event.
Because you don't want to bother him.
Yeah, no, don't come near me before an event. Yeah, no. After an event, let's hang out. That's right. No, I always say hi. I think the hardest thing in the world is the fact that all of us pinch ourselves that we're doing this thing and that people actually want to listen to what madness comes out of our mouths or whatever. We do in the movie trivia competition is like, great, fine. But always come up and say hi because it's always nice to hear how people how you affect people.
Yes.
And how they take – like one of the most greatest things is when people walk up and they're just like, you don't know how much you inspired me. You don't know how much you – like it means that what you're doing. And like all of that is like humbling for all of us and to hear. And because all of us, as Dorina said earlier, all of us kind of secretly hate ourselves. And so it's like in small moments at 3 a.m. Where, you know – you never know what you say to us in a moment of pure, like, joy or appreciation that we'll remember in a certain time when we're feeling down on ourselves, and that'll help us, like, feel better. So I always say, take the chance to say hi, you know, always.
Yeah, I agree. And we're all we're just as insecure as everyone out there. We all have our issues. So it's very nice, exactly what Ken said. Mm-hmm. The human connection is what we're all stuck here with each other. So we might as well be nice to each other. Yeah. And saying hi and a little kindness goes a long way. So that is all the time we have today. I want to thank Cody and Alex in the booth. Mr. Ken Napsog, watch him later on Jedi Council.
Yeah.
John Rocha, Mark Riley. Thanks to all of you for watching. We will be back tomorrow with the great Perry Nemiroff. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Finish him.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts, delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Stay little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.